Now Van Farr, the St. Vincent Indians opponent, is warming up defensively on the infield and outfield as well. Should be a fun matchup here. It is down to the final 16 in the Class 2 state tournament. Only one can move forward to the quarterfinals. We'll break down the matchup for whoever wins this game. We'll let you know who their opponent could be in the next round. But again, we've got a couple of hours, hopefully, between now and finding out that result. And we look forward to this game this afternoon and evening and hope you can keep it here with us as well. It's St. Vincent and Van Farr in the Class 2 state sectional. And, oh, my goodness, I mean, you have to, if you have a chance to get out here, come out. Partly cloudy skies, sun off to our right behind first base. Green trees beyond the outfield wall. 310 down the lines, 345 to left and right center, and 375 to straightaway. Dimensions are great. You can set yourself up on the hilltop. They have a pavilion that has a lot of cover. You can get under that. Just a great atmosphere here in Perryville, and we look forward to seeing some good baseball along with it. So without further ado, we'll take a break, a one-minute pause in the action. When we come back, we're going to hear from Van Farr's head coach, Wes Rowden. They're coming 100 miles northwest of the St. Louis airport. They had a long way to go, and I'm sure they're ready for some baseball. We're ready to hear from them. Wes Rowden, head coach of the Van Farr Indians, next on AM 800 KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Matt Greenwood for AM 800 KREI, joined by Wes Rowden, the head coach of the Van Farr Indians. They're about to be matched up against St. Vincent for the Class 2 state sectional. And coach Josh Hottie comes back from injury and has a heck of a game offensively in your district championship on Friday. Let's talk a little bit about him and what he means to this team going forward.
Well, he's an outstanding player. He's, you know, All-State as a sophomore. And not only is a player, but he knows the game. He's got knowledge and mental and not just physical skills. So, and that brings a lot to the whole ball club because it kind of, I think, the boys feed off of him. And he's successful, then they feel like they can be successful. There's not as much pressure on them. And I think they're just more relaxed when he's in the lineup.
Now he gets a chance to pitch today against the St. Vincent team that's been on a roll for the last week and a half or so. How do you slow down an offense that's been clicking like they have?
You hope. It's a strike zone. And that's a concern for me a little bit tonight in that he's not really pitched a game since, I don't know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago, you know, so, but he has been throwing, and I don't think there's a problem with his arm. I think I'm just a little more worried about his control, but if he shows anything like he did with the bat, then there's not much to worry about. He had a no-hitter in his last game going on, and 12 strikeouts in 5 innings until he broke his hip. Right. So if that can carry over, but, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm hoping against hope there that will carry over. But, you know, you never know about these kids. Sometimes they surprise you.
What will he feature today?
Basically fastball, and he's got a tailing fastball a little bit. And he's got a good breaking ball, but he doesn't have a lot of confidence in it at times. But he'll throw it once in a while and show it to him. But basically he's a fastball pitcher, left-handed.
You spent 15 years at the helm as a Van Farr Indians baseball coach. You're about to hit retirement and move away from Vandalia, where y'all are situated from. What are you looking forward to most about this game? If you win and move on to the rest of the tournament, and then just retirement.
Enjoy it. You know, just have some fun. Enjoy it. What's left, and just, you know, live in the moment. I mean, that's all you can do. Enjoy these kids because they've been a joy to coach.
All right, Coach. Thanks for the time and pleasure meeting you.
All right, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Wes Rowden of the Van Far Indians joining us on AM 800 KREI. They are about to get ready for first pitch. It's the Class 2 State Sectionals coming up on AM 800 KREI.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart, because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleeg's Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Ledington Exit, or online 24/7, Fleegs.com.
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Matt Greenwood for AM 800 KREI. Visiting with us is St. Vincent baseball head coach Tyler Search ahead of their matchup against Van Far in the state sectional, Class 2 state sectional. And coach, a fun ride, I'm sure, through districts, a nerve-wracking one as well, but you beat Valley Catholic by a run, and then you beat Bismarck 9-2. So a lot of things are clicking for you guys, pitching and offense, but in your mind, what has been the best aspect of the last week or so?
I would say just playing loose and having fun, not really feeling the pressure, even though, you know, in a situation like this, it's easy to feel pressure. Our guys are doing a great job of not really feeling that. They're just going out there and competing and doing what they know how to do and believing in themselves. I think that's been the biggest plus for us.
Seniors has been a hot topic for you, a great leadership, as you and I have talked about before earlier this week or last week, guys that have kind of been there, done that with multiple sports, so their heads on straight. What about the senior class, though, have you enjoyed the most about the season?
Just got some winners. They find ways to win. I mean, it doesn't matter who's – we don't know who's going to step up day in and day out. You know, they really – I'm not sure. They're not even sure. And they don't really count on one or two guys. You know, they bank on each other, and they just believe in themselves, and they go out there and they get it done day in and day out, and they find ways to win.
You got Mitchell Dabalera on the mound today. What does he offer for you guys?
Leadership. He throws strikes. He pitches the contact. He works his tail off. He's kind of a perfectionist. He's gotten better about that, because sometimes that can work negatively for him. But he's gotten better about that. He's as long as he keeps his head on the mound, he definitely is either our one or our number two.
What's he got in his repertoire?
You'll see curveball. You'll see a little bit of slider, changeup, mainly fastball, changeup, and curveball when he's ahead in the count. You'll see the curveball.
All right, offensively, you got a pretty solid lineup here with Munier leading off, Riley Reen in the two spot. How important is it for you to get some production out of the top two guys in the lineup today?
They make us go. I hate to quote Joe Madden, but we go when they go in the top of the order, you know. We go when they go, and that's the facts. I mean, our lineup is so much better when our number one and number two are getting it done. It's just the way it works, and that's the way it's been lately, and they lead us, and that's why they're up there. So we need them.
I know it's going to take a few games to get to the championship, but what is it going to take for you guys to get there?
Stay focused. Stay focused and believe in yourselves. Don't really change much now. I mean, go with what we've been going with and play loose, have fun. Heck, we're at home. If they can't get motivated for this, then I don't know what to tell them. So I would love to play in front of a crowd like this and home field. That's awesome.
All right, Coach Tyler Search for the St. Vincent Indians baseball team ahead of their matchup against Van Far in the state sectional in Class 2, coming up very shortly on AM 800 KREI.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood for AM 800 KREI back with you
at the Perryville Park Center. 310 down the left in the right field lines, 345 to left and right center, and 375 to straightaway center. It's the Van Far Indians and the St. Vincent Indians facing off this afternoon on AM 800 KREI. Welcome into the broadcast. Hope you stick around for the entirety of this one. Let's go ahead and run down your starting lineups. We're going to begin with the visiting team, the Van Far Indians. Leading off and playing short is Logan Wilson. Batting second, playing second base is Riley Colwell. Batting third and pitching is Josh Hoddy. Batting in the cleanup spot is Trayson Colwell. He'll be playing first base. Behind the dish and batting fifth is Cameron Barce. Batting sixth and playing right field, Braden McMillan. Nathan Beatty will bat seventh and play third base for Van Far. Behind him is Colton Jensen in the eight hole playing left field. And Caden Wilburn, who has a home run in the bottom of the order this year, and he is playing center field. Caden Wilburn for the Van Far Indians. Again, on the mound will be Josh Hoddy. For the St. Vincent Indians, the leading off and playing third base, Tyler Munier. In the two spot and playing center field, Riley Reen. Batting third and playing first, Blake Henneman. In the cleanup role, it's the linebacker for the football team, Tyler Unterreiner, playing right field this afternoon. Batting fifth is Ethan PQ. He is the DH for the left fielder, Nick Lappy. Batting sixth and on the mound, Mitchell Dabalair. Batting seventh and playing shortstop, Evan Clifton for the St. Vincent Indians. In the eight hole, it's the catcher, number four, Garrett Dabalair. And last but not least, second baseman, number one, Matt Klein. Again on the mound is Mitchell Dabalair. He features four pitches. He'll go heavy on the fastball change. He'll mix in a curve and the occasional slider. And he gets his final warm-up toss. Maybe one more coming for Mitchell Dabalair. St. Vincent with their yellow tops, blue numbering and lettering with a white trim and white pants. Some are wearing them down below the knees. Some are wearing them all the way to the ankles. I prefer the old high sock look. Looks like Van Far is kind of doing the same thing, mixing it up. They're wearing long black leggings with a white jersey and black stripes, vertical stripes, with the name Van Far stretched across. First batter up will be Logan Wilson, the shortstop. A meeting of the minds on the mound for St. Vincent. And we want to thank Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, Bloomsdale Bank in St. Genevieve, and Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington for sponsoring today's action. Dabalair is ready to go. Wilson settles into the box, batting right-handed. Here comes the wind, and the first pitch of the ball game is in on the outside edge for strike one. Pretty decent crowd that we have behind us. There's a lot of room between where the crowd is and where we're set up here on the first base side. Next pitch is going to be hooked inside the line on the ground and over into foul territory. Rounding first is Wilson. Heading into second, here's the throw from the cutoff man, and it is not in time. And Van Far has a man in scoring position on just the first swing of the game.
And that's a great job by Wilson, because Coach described him as not a typical leadoff hitter as far as speed, but to get a double from him to lead off the game, I mean, this is huge for Van Far, who needs a fast start today.
Perfectly placed by Wilson over at third base. Munier well off the line by about a good 10 feet to the left of the bag from Munier's vantage point. The new batter is Riley Colwell. He also bats right-handed. First pitch from Mitchell on the inside edge for strike one. Not very windy, but the sun, yeah, it's a little brutal today, but overall I think it'll be all right. A fastball upstairs and a check swing nowhere near going around was Colwell.
75 degrees, Matt, not a breeze at all. I call this a pork roast in a crock pot type of weather. You just sit here and you're just slowly cooking.
Well, now you got me thinking about pork roast instead of the ball game. Here's another pitch, outside edge, called a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes.
We should always be thinking about pork roast.
Dabalair enters the contest with a 3.41 ERA and 24 and two-thirds innings pitch to go along with 16 strikeouts. He settles the glove at the hip. Delivers the 1-2 in the dirt. It's out in front of it was Colwell. He'll be a strikeout victim, but the ball gets past the catcher, Garrett Dabalair, towards the third base line. And that means Colwell over to first base. Wilson smartly moves over to third. It's runners at the corners and nobody out here in the top of the first for the Vanfar Indians.
There's a good about 15 to 20 feet behind home plate to the backstop. So if the ball gets by the catcher, Matt, the runners are moving. There's just no doubt about it. There's just too much room.
Certainly is a lot of room up the lines and behind home plate in foul territory. We get our first left-handed hitter, Josh Hottie. He's also the pitcher for Vanfar today. And he waits the first pitch from Mitchell, who glanced at first, and then time was called by the batter, Hottie. As you may have heard in the pregame show with Wes Rowden, the head coach for the Vanfar Indians, Josh Hottie returning from a broken hip on Friday to help the Indians defeat Clopton 8-6 in their district tournament championship. Nice little changeup there on the inside portion of the plate from Dobelair. And he's ahead in the count, no balls and one strike. A double to left field by Wilson to get things rolling in the top of the first for the Vanfar Indians. Another quick look at first and delivering. This one's popped up into foul territory, third base side. Munier gives chase, settles underneath it, and makes a grab for the first out of the contest. Hottie is retired on two pitches, and he'll make way for the sophomore, Trayson Colwell, who looks anything but a sophomore. That is a big kid right there. And he'll be batting right-handed with runners at the corners and one out. First pitch, and he lines it right past the diving third baseman, Munier, to his left into left field, and the run will score. It's Wilson coming in, an RBI single for Trayson Colwell. And Vanfar jumps out in front 1-0 here in the top of the first. First three batters of the game looked at the first pitch from Dobelair, but Colwell didn't want to fall behind early. That one was put on a platter for him, and he promptly delivered it into left field. Cameron Barce, the new batter, batting right-handed. Fastball in there for a strike. There's a good reason they call it the hot corner. Munier had about a half a second to react to that line drive, and as he reached out with his left hand, his glove was about 2 inches underneath the ball. Pitch on the way, squaring around, getting a bunt down. Third baseman Munier was back on the play, fielding it and tossing it backhanded on the move towards that third base line was Mitchell Dobelair, and they get the force out at third base. What a play. Barce's sacrifice attempt falls by the wayside, and there are two outs for Braden McMillan. And time was called by Coach Rowden for Vanfar. Looks like we have a courtesy runner coming into the game. We'll wait to see him turn a little bit. And that is number 10. So welcome Sam Middleton to the game for the Vanfar Indians. Two outs, two on, a 1-0 Vanfar lead. The batter, as mentioned, McMillan. Dobelair double glances at second base and fires. High fastball swung on and missed. Coming set is Dobelair. Change up, missing low and away. One ball and one strike. McMillan, one of three players for Vanfar this year with a home run. The other two, Trayson Colwell, who delivered the RBI single to left field, and Caden Wilburn, who's batting ninth this afternoon. 1-1 on the way upstairs, taken easily by McMillan. Two balls and one strike. Umpires are repositioning themselves. Three on the field today. Standard for high school playoff baseball. 2-1 on its way, upstairs, swung on and missed. McMillan was trying to cheat a little bit on that fastball and got out too far ahead of it. Evens up the count at two apiece, and Dobelair is one strike away from limiting the damage to one run. He winds and fires, curveball, fouled off right side and out of play. A good 20 yards to our right. We are situated on the first base side of the field, maybe 3 or 4 feet up the line. So we're pretty close, what we're trying to tell you. Here's a fastball upstairs, popped up shallow center field. Three guys converging. One will wave them all off, and that is the center field arena. He squeezes it for out number three. But Trayson Colwell delivers an RBI single to left field for the Vanfar Indians, scoring Logan Wilson, and it's Vanfar 1. St. Vincent coming up to the plate for the first time. Well, they'll have Munier, Reen, and Henneman do up in the bottom of the first when we return on AM800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We're your official government weather reporting station, the voice of Missouri's Parkland. AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Ironton, the Arcadia Valley.
Matt Greenwood and Kevin Hughes, bottom of the first inning. St. Vincent, Vanfar, they're both Indians, and they're both playing for a spot in the state quarterfinal in Class 2 baseball. Crowd still filing in. Vanfar doing a pretty good job of making the trip. As Coach Rowden told me earlier today, they're about 100 miles northwest of the St. Louis airport. So if you can imagine that Perryville is south side of the state of Missouri, southeast, well, that's quite a bit of a ways to come. But these fans obviously thought it was worth coming out for. And, well, they got a good taste as to what this team can do as Vanfar leads it 1-0. We'll get our first look at Josh Hoddy, the lefty for the Vanfar Indians. Broken hip early on in the season, came back for the district championship game on Friday to pitch against Clopton. He delivered four runs in that game, four of the team's eight. They hung on to win 8-6, and now he gets to pitch in the state sectional. He is just a junior for Coach Rowden. Unfortunately for Coach Rowden, he will not be able to see him blossom as a senior because Coach Rowden is moving on to Oklahoma to enjoy some retirement.
We also call that the promised land, Matt.
You can call it the promised land. I will do no such thing.
How dare you?
Josh Hoddy on the year, 11 2/3 innings pitch. Obviously, that number going to be very small with the injury he suffered early on in the season. But in his time on the mound, a .60 ERA. That's pretty impressive. 27 strikeouts. He'll feature a fastball that's got a little tailing action a la Andy Pettit. And we'll see how that affects the St. Vincent Indians. First up is the third baseman, Tyler Munier, as there was a long time between ends of the half inning. But here we are, first pitch, outside edge, missing. One ball, no strikes to Munier. Of course, the fans from 110 yards away think they have a better view. Quickly, Hoddy with the 1-0. That one is down the pipe for strike one.
Hoddy showing good velocity on his first couple of pitches, trying to paint both corners so far.
Coach Rowden didn't indicate what hip he broke while running down the first baseline as that pitch misses outside. But whether it's your left or your right, I just don't want to break my hip.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters when you break your hip. It's going to hurt no matter what.
2-1 coming. From Hoddy. Hoddy gets a swing and a miss from Munier. We'll set the defense for Vanfar after this 2-2 pitch. 1-0 is the score. Vanfar with the lead, bottom of the first. Pitch on the way and just getting a piece of it. Straight back to the netting is Munier. Over at third base, it is Beattie. Shortstop, Wilson. Second base, Colwell. First base is also a Colwell, but a different kind of Colwell. First base is Trayson. Second base is Riley. Behind the dish is Barce. On the mound, Hoddy. From left to right, Jensen, Wilburn, and McMillan. 2-2 from Hoddy. That one is in the dirt. Good block. Ball pops up off the chest protector and rolls towards the St. Vincent dugout as the on-deck circle hitter, Riley Rain, picks it up and gives it back to the catcher, Barce.
I think that one actually nicked the umpire in the chest.
Three balls, two strikes. Little gray in the white clouds beyond the outfield fence. That fastball just missing outside. Barce tried to frame it. Home plate umpire not biting on it. And Munier reaches first base on a walk, and he'll make way for the left-handed hitting Riley Reen. Reen rushing for 2,000 yards this year in football. One of the most memorable games from last year, from last season, as the first pitch is in there for a strike. And that was St. Vincent's comeback against Perryville. They were down by two scores at the end of the first half, and they rallied in the second half with two pick sixes to defeat their rival Perryville in some football. It was their first matchup in 70-plus years, if you can believe it, for a pair of schools that are right next to each other. That pitch was fouled down the first baseline, and Reen is in the hole, no balls and two strikes. Coach Search over there at third base, also the head coach for St. Vincent. 1-0 is our score. Van Farr with the lead. Runner at first is Munier. Lefty on the mound. Gets tricky to take those leads. A quick pitch there from Hottie, and that one is a curveball that misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Rowden, head coach for Van Farr, said that the curveball is not too trustworthy for Hottie right now. A tailing fastball misses at the feet of Reen, and it's two balls, two strikes. Defense playing straight away. First baseman holding him on. Here's a high pop-up into right field. Underneath it and making the catch is the right fielder, Mick Mullen, as Reen puts some arc into that one, but it does no good. He is out number one in this bottom of the first. Munier staying at first base, and it's Reen making way for Blake Henneman, the first baseman. Blake Henneman with a .452 batting average in 20 games played for Coach Search. First pitch popped up right side and out of play, right into the sun. Couldn't quite see where it landed. But from the sound and from how high it was up, may have landed pretty far. We got fans stretched out all around this beautiful baseball field at Perryville Park Center. Pitch on the way, out in front of a changeup is Henneman, making him look foolish there. No balls and two strikes. Henneman with two home runs on the year, 23 RBIs. Second closest on the team is Unterreiner with 13. Next pitch on the way, ground ball short, double play made. Shortstop flips to second, turn to first, in time. 6-4-3, Wilson to Colwell to retire the side. We'll head to the top of the second inning, 1-0 Van Farr with the lead. Nathan Beatty, Colton Jensen, Caden Wilburn, 7-8-9 due up for the Indians next on AM 800, KREI.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kevin Hughes back with you on AM 800 KREI. It's 1-0 Van Farr over St. Vincent in the Class 2 State Sectional. And so far, Van Farr looks like the better team, but that's just one inning. You can't really tell. It's not like it was a 10-run first inning. Then you might have been able to tell a little bit. But we want to thank Missouri Alliance Mutual and St. Genevieve, Bradwood and Auto Body in Ironton, and New Era Bank in Farmington for sponsoring today's contest. And I don't know how I didn't spot this before. I still didn't spot it. Kevin Hughes pointed it out, but Coach Rowden has a female first base coach.
That's kind of cool. I don't think I've ever seen that before in a baseball game. Having a female first base head coach. But hey, in 2017, Matt, anything is possible.
Anything certainly is possible. And Coach Rowden says it's a very small school, about 200 kids. They barely make it into the Class 2 classification.
God bless America.
First batter up for Van Farris. There's been a lot of a long time in between innings. Not sure if the umpires are going to try to speed that up a little bit, but the first batter is Beattie, and he watches one right down the middle for strike one. Dal Belair started this game on the mound for his second inning of work, surrendered just one run after facing 6 batters in the top of the first. Pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss from Beattie. Beattie, third baseman and junior for Coach Rowden and the Van Far Indians. He's got some size to him, probably plays offensive line if they had a football team. Here's a pitch, skied high into foul territory. And about 15 feet to our right.
This will be important, Matt, because Coach described the bottom of his lineup as providing, and I quote, oomph, the last couple of games. So if this bottom of the lineup for Van Far can produce, then Van Far's got a really great chance of coming out with a victory today.
No balls and 2 strikes. And, you know, that's the funny thing about baseball is you might be 23-1 and the other team 10-10 going into the game, but that 10-10 team just has as good a chance as winning as a 23-1 team. The 0-2 from Dal Belair hangs a curveball a little too much inside and maybe a little too much above the letters. Riley Reen wanting some confirmation behind the dish, Garrett Dal Belair wanting confirmation behind the dish from the umpire. It's 1-2, and that pitch just missing the edge. He evens up the count at 2 apiece.
That curveball, though, that's enough to keep the hitters on their back foot, keep them a little guessing, because there's a big difference between the fastball and the curveball as far as velocity.
Into the wind. Fastball right past Nathan Beattie. He takes a nice cut, but he comes up empty. Strikeout victim number 2 for Mitchell Dal Belair. And it's 1-1, 1-down in the top of the second. The first strikeout of the game for Dal Belair resulted in Riley Colwell reaching first base because the ball got past Garrett. First pitch from Jensen. Missing inside, 1 ball, no strikes. Dal Belair quickly comes set and delivers. And out in front of a fastball is Jensen.
That ball on the outside, he kind of chased it a little bit.
You don't really say that too much about fastballs being out in front of them, but he was, the 1-1. And now he's behind a fastball. Just hasn't timed it up yet. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Dal Belair looking for back-to-back Ks. The wind and the 1-2. And there it is. Gone looking is Jensen. So a good start to the top of the second for Mitchell Dal Belair. He's finding that fastball location that he dearly needs to have success on the mound. He'll face Caden Wilburn out of the 9 spot. The pitch, fastball above the letters. Wilburn's got some height to him. About 6'2", maybe 175, the 1-0, in there for a strike.
Give Dal Belair credit. He's not scared of Van Far. He's attacking them. He's painting the corners. He's throwing it high. He's trying to get him to chase, but he's attacking this Van Far lineup.
Pitch. That'll kick up some chalk right behind the batter's box. 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilburn bats from the right side. Has a good grip on the handle of the bat, the pitch. And he'll put this one up into the blue and white, into foul ground, and out of the reach of Blake Henneman, who watched it all the way past that fence. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1-0 Van Far, top of the second inning. Van Far, your District 4 champs. Beat Clopton 8-6 on Friday. 2-2. Drill into right field. That'll get over the head of Unterreiner. All the way to the fence. A long throw into second base. And there's a stand-up double from Caden Wilburn as he lasered that one over the head of Unterreiner for a 2-bagger.
The ball bounced about 2 or 3 feet in front of the wall, hit the wall, and a stand-up double for Wilburn showed a little bit of speed being able to get over there to second base.
And also going to right field, so a little opposite field pop as well. He'll make way for the top of the order, Logan Wilson, who doubled down the left field line. Fastball missing outside. One ball and no strikes. Wilson scoring the only run of the game so far on an RBI single to left by Trayson Colwell. The 1-0 from Dobelair upstairs, missing just above the letters, two balls and no strikes. It's easy to attack a lineup when there's no one on base. It's a little bit more difficult when you've got a man in scoring position at second base, such as Wilburn. 2-0, missing high and away, three balls and no strikes.
This is what we've seen so far from Van Farr and the top of the lineup now coming to their second time through the plate, is they're going to show patience and they're going to make Dobelair throw strikes to them. They're not going to chase the ball, the top of the lineup.
3-0 on the way. Missing low for ball four. Dobelair taking the careful approach. Trying to keep it away from the barrel, and their assistant coach for St. Vincent is going to walk out to the mound.
And he's probably just telling them that, just throw strikes. Let the defense do the work, throw strikes. We don't want to put runners on base. Just throw strikes, get them to hit out in the grounder, and we'll get out of this inning. We already got two outs.
Corey Sauer, the assistant coach, now walks back towards the St. Vincent dugout. St. Vincent first base side, Van Farr third base side. They did the coin toss before the game, and St. Vincent won home field advantage. So they get the fan support, and they get the bottom half of the inning. First pitch to Riley Colwell. He's out in front of a changeup. Ball's behind, no balls and one strike. As mentioned, four pitches in the repertoire for Mitchell Dobelair. Fastball changeup is a 1-2 punch. Off-speed pitch gets away from him in the dirt. Good block by Garrett. Garrett and Mitchell sharing the same last name, Dobelair. The right-handed hitting Colwell, who struck out in his first plate appearance, watches one down the pipeline for a strike. 1-2 the count, two outs. Runners at first and second. Colwell waits. Dobelair fires in the dirt. Another good block this time from Garrett. Two balls and two strikes. Not only did fans come down from Van Farr, but they've got a camera crew as well. Pitch inside, called strike three. Colwell thought it was too far inside, spun away from it, and he has gone down for his second strikeout of the contest. Make that four in the game for Mitchell Dobelair. 1-0 remains our score. We'll head to the bottom of the second on AM 800 KREI. St. Vincent coming up.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Matt Greenwood and Kevin Hughes back at the Perryville Park Center baseball field. They have it all here. Tennis court, swimming pool, baseball field, rec center.
There's a nice hill behind us, Matt. I see the kids rolling down the hill. I kind of want to go join them for a little bit. Just roll down this hill a little bit.
I would say it'd be unprofessional for you to do so, but at the same time, I'm kind of with you, man. It looked like a lot of fun.
Being an adult, sometimes it just is not fun.
Yeah, it's, you know, difficult decisions all the time. Tyler Unterreiner will lead things off for St. Vincent. Bottom of the second inning, the score is 1-0. Van Farr has the lead. They jumped out rather quickly. They sent six men to the plate in the top of the first. It was the number four hitter, Trayson Colwell, that delivered the go-ahead run. Wilson scoring it, so the score 1-0. Still plenty of game action with Ethan Pique and Mitchell Dobelair on deck and in the hole.
Temperatures dropped a little bit, Matt. The clouds have covered the sun. Temperature dropped about 5 degrees, a slight breeze. I look back behind us. It's a full moon tonight.
Someone from the dugout for St. Vincent is getting everyone revved up. I think he's trying to get Unterreiner pumped up as he fouls one off the netting right in front of us, about 15 feet north of our table. No balls in one strike. Can't quite see the number of that kid, but gotta love the heart and the energy. Fantastic Monday afternoon for sure. Swing and a miss over the top of that breaking pitch. Unterreiner in the hole quickly. No balls and two strikes. 327 batting average with two dingers and 13 ribbies for Unterreiner. The 0-2. And Hottie gets a check swing on the outside edge. And the right-handed hitting Unterreiner is out number one here in the bottom of the second. First strikeout of the game for Hottie, 28th of the season.
Not much to it, just a fastball. Just attacked him with fastballs, no off-speed pitches, and Unterreiner unable to catch up.
Next up, number 40, Ethan PQ. Another big kid who I'm sure just has to swing slightly, and he can put anything into the outfield. That one in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Mitchell Dabaler is on deck. He's the pitcher. And batting sixth today for St. Vincent. If you're just joining us, 28 strikeouts might not seem like a lot for Josh Hottie, but considering he's only thrown now 13 innings, I'd say it's pretty good numbers there. Gets a strike on the inside edge to the right-handed hitting PQ. Hottie suffering a broken hip early on in the season, out for 5 weeks, cleared the day of his performance against Clopton, gets a swing and a miss from PQ. One ball and two strikes. It's a pretty unique story.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've broken 8 bones, so I kind of feel for him. But breaking your hip just running down the baseline, I mean, that's unbelievable.
1-2 gets away from the catcher, Barce, into the backstop. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I also think it goes towards his toughness, too. I mean, you can't deny that. You know, return after breaking a hip, the day of, cleared, come in, and produce. I think he was 3-for-4 in the championship game, and coach said, this team, completely different team with him in the lineup.
Certainly is. 2-2. Swing and a miss over the changeup. Back-to-back Ks for Hottie. 2 up, 2 down. Bottom of the second inning. And Mitchell Dabaler will try to get something going with 2 outs. At least they're swinging and not looking. Better to give some effort than leave the bat on the shoulder. Most coaches will tell you that, unless it's a really bad pitch you swing at. But that was a pretty good pitch, considering 2 strikes on PQ. But enough about that, as the fastball blown right past Dabaler. No balls and 1 strike. Pitch, swing, and a miss. 0-2.
I think Hottie's in the zone, Matt. He's winding back, and he's bringing the heat.
Nice landscape here at the ballpark in Perryville. Beautiful backdrop with the green trees surrounding the outfield wall. That one's headed back towards the crowd off the top of the pavilion roof. That made a loud bang.
Every time we look back, there's more people. I'd say there's almost 250, 300 people here just scattered all around. There's houses behind us, people in their front yard watching the game. I mean, this is a really nice setup for a ballpark.
Certainly is. The 0-2 on its way to Dabaler. He's out in front of a breaking ball. 3 strikeouts for Hottie in the game. And they just came 1-2-3 in this second inning, all swinging. Van Farr 1-0 heading into the top of the third inning. Coming up for them, it will be Josh Hottie, Trayson Colwell, and Cameron Barce when we return on AM800 KREI.
10,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility, factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians, PPG certified windshield repair and replacement, paintless dent removal. Hi, this is Brad Wooten from the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body. Why should you choose us for your collision repair and automotive glass needs? We are a direct repair facility chosen by major insurance companies. We are an Automotive Service Excellence Award winner, a Customer Service and Customer Satisfaction Award winner, a Business of the Year Award winner, and have been chosen by the Better Business Bureau as an accredited business. We also feature loaner cars on site for your convenience and a written lifetime warranty. The award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from Ozarks Regional Library and the beautiful Arcadia Valley.
Matt Greenwood and Kevin Hughes with you at the Perryville Park Center Ballpark. The score is 1-0 Van Farr. Might not be a surprise to Van Farr. Might not be a surprise to St. Vincent. But looking at the records, maybe so. But then again, it is baseball. We've had this discussion before.
Well, I think it's a clear difference, Van Farr with and without Hottie in the lineup. Hottie on the mound today. I mean, look at that inning. St. Vincent so far, they're hitless. He's walked one batter. They've had one runner on base. That last inning, three up, three down, three straight strikeouts for Hottie. Clearly, Hottie, with and without Hottie, Van Farr is a completely different team.
They actually had a stretch right before the district tournament began where they played four games in 1 week, and that was without Hottie. And with the pitch rule and the pitch count limit, that had to be maybe the toughest week in Coach Rowden's coaching career, and he's been coaching for 15 years. First batter is Hottie, delivers a ground ball to second base. Easy field and toss for Klein. And Hottie is out number one in this top of the third. Trayson Colwell responsible for delivering the only run of the ball game for Van Farr, or for St. Vincent for that matter, scoring Logan Wilson in the first inning. He'll watch this one all the way through, and that will be in there at the knees for a strike. Colwell jumped all over that first pitch from double air. 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by the home plate umpire. One ball and one strike.
I got him on the inside of the thigh, a little too close for comfort for me.
No kidding. Nunier playing in on the grass at third base, at the cut of the grass. Fastball just missing below the knees. And Garrett D'Avalier wants a new baseball. And he gets one from the umpire. Two balls and one strike. 1-0, top of the third. Gripping the bat a little tighter is Colwell. Waits for the pitch, swings and misses. 2-2. Van Farr, 100 miles northwest of the St. Louis Airport, in between Vandalia and Farber. 2-2. Popped up. Will this stay in play? Third base side chasing Munier to the fence. Back over towards the bag and squeezes a glove on it. Well into foul territory for sure. And Colwell is out number two in the top of the third. Speaking of Coach Rowden, before the game, he said the two towns got together back in the late 60s, early 70s, and decided, hey, let's have a high school with half your name and half our name. Hence, Van Farr. Pitch in the dirt from D'Avalier. Cameron Barce. Tried to sacrifice bunt with runners at first and second in the first inning. He ended up reaching by fielder's choice. The pitcher, D'Avalier, had come off the mound and made a nice pitch to the third base, to the third baseman Munier, to get the lead runner. So a failed sacrifice bunt for Barce. The 1-0 missed inside. Quickly, D'Avalier settles the glove and brings it to the hip, winds and fires. That one on the outside edge. Three balls and no strikes. Two out walks, coaches hate. Leadoff walks, coaches hate.
I think just a walk in general.
I think a walk in general, yeah. That's where I was going. The 3-0 on the way. Fastball just missing inside. And that is the second walk of the game for D'Avalier. Braden McMillan, he'll come up with one on and two outs.
I'm not sure Barce even thought that was a ball. Like, and I just sit there, looked at the umpire, and umpire didn't move. So he's like, all right, well, I guess I'll go right on down to first base.
McMillan flew out to center field in his first at-bat in the first inning. A quick glance at first base from double air and short arms that pitch. One ball and no strikes. It went from bright and sunny and super hot with no wind to a slight breeze and overcast skies.
Went from nice to beautiful as far as I'm concerned.
1-0 all the way from double air. That one upstairs. Garrett fakes towards first with a toss. Holds on to it. Fires it back to Mitchell. Two balls and no strikes. Small lead off of first base for Barce. But big enough for double air to fire to first base. Trying to keep him in check. 1-0 Vanfar top of the third inning. They got their run in the first inning on an RBI single from Colwell. Pitch on the way outside, sliding from left to right was Garrett Doubleair. And now he'll call for time, head on out to the mound, and speak to Mitchell for a few moments as that is seven consecutive balls thrown from Mitchell Doubleair. The winner of this match will face either South Pemiscot or Van Buren. Those two teams are squaring off as we speak. As a matter of fact, they could possibly be done with. They started at 4 o'clock. Pitch on the way. That one misses well wide of the right-handed hitting McMillan. Back-to-back walks from Double R. Nathan Beatty. He's the man at the plate. He struck out swinging in his first plate appearance last inning. Awaits the first pitch and lines it right to Munier. Munier backhands it and jogs over to third base, steps on the bag, inning over. What a play at the hot corner for Munier. And we'll head to the bottom of the third. St. Vincent will try to square it away at one as they trail 1-0. Bottom of the third right around the corner on AM 800 KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
We want to thank Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale, as well as Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington for sponsoring the Class 2 State Sectional between Vanfar and St. Vincent. St. Vincent, both Indians mascots, but it's Vanfar with the 1-0 lead. Hottie on the mound going strong, coming off a 1-2-3 inning in which he struck out Unterreiner, PQ, and Double R. Now we'll get our chance to take a look at Evan Clifton, Garrett Double R, and Matt Klein. So St. Vincent hasn't made it all the way through the order. Vanfar is two batters away from a second trip through the lineup, from finishing a second trip through the lineup. They'll have their 8, 9, and 1 hitters batting in the top of the fourth, but we still have some things to settle here before we get to that point. Defense straight up for Vanfar. The right-handed hitting Clifton waits for the first pitch, and he had his mind set on swinging at that first pitch. It was a high fastball. A little late was Clifton. He's behind in the count. No balls and one strike. 0-1 quickly from Hottie. Sneaks in right at belt level. And just like that, no balls, two strikes to Clifton. In search of his fourth strikeout in a row, Hottie delivers the 0-2. He gets it. Nice pitching from Josh Hottie. Adds to his strikeout total on the season. He now has 31.
That's one thing Hottie's been doing all game, Matt, is he's getting ahead in the count. And then that allows you to pitch wherever you want. He's still throwing strikes. I mean, he's just throwing strikes and saying, hey, if you can hit it, you can hit it. If not, tough luck.
Garrett Double R, the catcher, awaits the first pitch. Pulls the feet back as that one is in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Double R, a 208 average entering today's contest. 17 games played. All 10 of his hits this season, all singles. Pops this one sky high on the infield around the circle. And squeezing the glove on it is Double R. Five retired. Actually, make that seven retired in a row.
But five retired due to Hottie if you count that flyout. Four straight strikeouts and then a pop-up to the pitcher.
That is correct indeed as Matt Klein, the left-handed hitting second baseman, watches that one fly by off the top of the glove of the catcher, Barce. One ball and no strikes. St. Vincent, their last state championship, the year 2000. It's been a while. Odds are probably against them to win another one this year. 1-0, fastball down the middle, 1-1.
Anything can happen in baseball. You're always just one hit away, just one hit away.
They have yet to put the lights on at this ballpark. As we approach the evening hours, the 1-1. Fastball missing outside. Two balls and one strike. In on the grass, maybe anticipating a bunt, is the third baseman Beattie for Van Farr. And a shallow left field being played by Jensen. Van Farr not expecting Klein to hit it deep. Pitch, fastball, missing high. Three balls and one strike. It would be most unusual to get four strikeouts in a row, get a pop-up, and then walk the number nine hitter. 3-1. He attacks the zone, does Hottie, and gets the strike call, and the count is full. St. Vincent Athletic Director Bruce Valeroy approaching the St. Vincent dugout with some bottles of water. 3-2. Line drive into left field. It was shallow, being played by Jensen, and it'll get past him. It'll roll about 10 feet behind him. Sliding into second base is Klein, and an enthusiastic cheer from the St. Vincent faithful as their number nine hitter has put himself in scoring position. First time a batter has gotten past first base since the beginning of the game.
It's the first hit of the game for St. Vincent. They only had one runner on base so far, and that was due to a walk, a leadoff walk for Monier. I know I butchered that, but now he's back up, Munier, and now he's back up to bat.
Munier was retired on the double play by Henneman. First pitch aggressive. Can't see where that ball is. Thankfully, it's not landing on us.
I got nervous for a second. I was writing down Munier to make sure I say it right next time, and then all I heard, and I hear people saying heads up, and I'm like, oh, no, this is it.
That one behind us. We're situated on the first base side of the field. A quick glance from Hottie at second base. Pitch missing low and away. Catcher Barce tried to pull it back into the zone, but it was clearly out, and it's one ball and one strike. Playing close to the third base bag is Beattie for Van Farr. They're holding on to a 1-0 lead with two outs in the bottom of the third. Line drive into right field. Will that stay fair? It will not. Maybe 5 feet, if that. Don't have the best vantage point. But I was looking at the reaction from the players for St. Vincent, and they all kind of you know.
And I was telling you, I was watching Klein over at second base. By the time the right fielder got to the ball, Klein was already rounding third. He got a great jump on that ball, so be watching out for that. If that ball gets in the outfield, you're getting a run here.
1-2 to Munier, grounds it foul down the third baseline. Nice job by the third base umpire to kick at it and slow it down for the left fielder Jensen, who fields it in foul territory and fires it back into the infield. St. Vincent defeating Bismarck 9-2 in the Class 2 District 3 Championship. Trying to keep on moving forward. As the 1-2, we'll have to wait for it. Hottie took too much time on the mound, so Munier stepped out. Runner at second, 1-0. Van Farlead Indians down to 2 outs in the bottom of the third. And a sharp ground ball over the third base coach, who had to jump out of the way, jump over the baseball.
Just making sure he's paying attention. You know, you don't want the coach to go to sleep out there.
No, you certainly don't. Coach Search, not just the third base coach, but also the head coach for St. Vincent. It's not just a hot corner for the third baseman. It's a hot corner for the coaching staff as well. 1-2 to Munier. Upstairs, another foul ball. Two guys will give chase, the first baseman and the right fielder, Colwell and McMillan, and none of them will get to it in time. It will remain 1-2. Looked like a fan must have made a really nice play over beyond the fence down that right field line, because there was a nice roar from the crowd behind us. 3 consecutive foul balls from Munier. The 1-2 curveball doesn't break in time. 2-2. That one missing above the number 13 on Munir's chest. 2-2, 2 outs, and a runner at second, a 1-0 Van Far lead. Can Munier deliver? No, he cannot. Swing and miss. Down goes Munier. Strikeout number 5 of the ball game for Josh Hottie. And a chance wasted by St. Vincent with a runner at second and 2 outs. They cannot bring Klein home. They'll trail 1-0 as we head to the top of the 4th inning. Coming up for Van Far, it is Colton Jensen, Caden Wilburn, and Logan Wilson on AM800 KREI.
10,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility, factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians, PPG certified windshield repair and replacement, paintless dent removal. Hi, this is Brad Wooten from the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body. Why should you choose us for your collision repair and automotive glass needs? We are a direct repair facility chosen by major insurance companies. We are an Automotive Service Excellence Award winner, a Customer Service and Customer Satisfaction Award winner, a Business of the Year Award winner, and have been chosen by the Better Business Bureau as an accredited business. We also feature loaner cars on site for your convenience and a written lifetime warranty. The award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from Ozarks Regional Library in the beautiful Arcadia Valley.
Matt Greenwood and Kevin Hughes, we have Class 2 state sectional action on AM800 KREI. It's 1-0 Van Far, the team from 100 miles northwest of the St. Louis Airport, having to travel a bit, to say the least, to get here to Perryville, but the long road trip doesn't seem to have affected them too much as they lead 1-0. Colton Jensen, Caden Wilburn, and Logan Wilson coming up for Van Far. We want to thank Bloomsdale Bank and St. Genevieve, Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, and Missouri Alliance Mutual in St. Genevieve for sponsoring our game today. Definitely a good crowd on hand. And now I'm understanding why there is a long delay. And I'll tell you in just a second. There's been a long delay between innings, and haven't figured out why, but now we kind of know. Fouled off, straight back. Jensen out in front of a changeup. Behind the count, no balls and 1 strike. So the Van Far television crew is here at the game. And, well, they're running on their time. They don't want to come back too early because then they'll miss the action. So that's kind of neat. Fastball missing low, 1-1. One on the way. Fastball upstairs, missing high and in. 2-1. Looks like they have two cameras set up, one man running both cameras. Looks like a nice setup over there. And an excuse me swing from Jensen. Wasn't sure if he should lay off that fastball, let her high. He took a lazy effort at it. Squared up at 2-2, delivery. Popped up, foul. Over our heads to the right and out of play.
That was a nice change up by Double R, and a great job by Jensen being able to foul it off, because that was a strike.
A little bit in on the hands. Jensen letting that one travel a little too far. Sets up for the 2-2. The pitch. Again, out in front of this one. Second time he's been out in front of a pitch. And he'll foul that one to the right side and out of play as well. Munier is playing well off the bag over at third base by a good 10 feet. The rest of the infield and outfield straight up. 2-2 out in front of a curveball. And the ball will go to the backstop. Garrett Double R will chase it. And reaching first base on a strikeout and a pass ball, it'll be Jensen. And Van Farr has a runner at first here in the top of the fourth with a 1-0 lead.
So far, that's the second time a runner has reached base on a strikeout. I wonder how rare that's got to be, Matt. That can't be something you see every other day.
Yeah, it usually doesn't happen, but now it's, as you mentioned, happened twice in this contest. Caden Wilburn, maybe a chance to square around. Watches a fastball right down the middle. No balls and one strike. Didn't even look like he was considering it, as he now looks down to Coach Rowden over at third base for the sign. At first, it is Jensen. Nobody out. Top of the fourth. Ball and glove at the hip. Fastball upstairs off the top of the glove of Garrett Double R. He'll throw down to second base and one hop into the shortstop's glove. But sliding in safely is Jensen. That'll go down as a pass ball. Double R took his eye off the baseball for a split second. Skipped off the top of his glove into the backstop.
Now you got a runner on second base, and with Wilburn up, who hit a double in the second inning, if he can do it again, another run's going to come in.
1-1. And Double R turns and fires to second base, but wide of the second baseman covering into center field. The throw from the center fielder will skip underneath the glove of Munier at third base, as sliding in safely was Jensen. Double error on the play.
So that will go down as a pitcher throwing error. But they had it, Matt. If the throw was on target, they caught him sleeping. They could have gotten him. But it was just an errant throw way out of the reach of the second baseman.
And then the center fielder, Reen, not able to make a clean throw to third base. Van Farr in business, just 90 feet away at third base is Jensen. 1-1 on the way to Wilburn. Fastball. Underneath the letters, but maybe a little inside. Two balls and one strike. Logan Wilson, the leadoff batter, is on deck for Van Farr. 2-1 behind the fastball is Wilburn. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third. 1-0 Van Farr lead. Double R working a little bit faster now. The 2-2 in the dirt. Excellent block from Garrett. Almost went five-hole, but he was able to squeeze the pads together right around the knees to keep that one in front of him. 3-2 on the way. High chopper, a two bouncer to the shortstop. And a throw is short to first base, but in time, Clifton short-armed it. Going down to a knee on the bag was Henneman for the out, but it's an RBI for Caden Wilburn. 2-0 Van Farr, top of the fourth. Wilburn got a fist bump from Logan Wilson on his way back to the dugout. Wilson, with no one on and one out, swings at the first pitch, and that one's headed back towards the crowd off the top of the pavilion.
Those are the scenarios that are going to come back to haunt you as a team. Getting a runner on a strikeout, advanced on a pass ball, then gets a stolen base on an error. It's, you know, that's a run that I'm sure St. Vincent would like to have back.
Pitch is low. One ball and one strike to Wilson. Wilson doubled down the left field line in the first inning, walked in his next at-bat. 1-1, fastball. Inside corner, called strike two. I don't know if Wilson's aware of that strike. Maybe he is. It's actually 2-2, beg your pardon. Swing and a miss. Another ball to the backstop. Garrett, double R, can't find it. Now rounding first, slipping. Falling to the dirt was Wilson. But by that time, double R had just picked up the ball. No chance to fire to first behind the runner and get him out. So the third time today, we've had a strikeout. This one was a wild pitch, not a pass ball. That one would not have been handled by any catcher, for being honest. And it's still 2-0. And a runner at first for Van Farr. And again, Corey Sauer, the assistant coach, out to have a word with double R.
At this point, I wonder if it's a strategy for Van Farr to swing in the dirt and just take off running. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen in all my years of baseball three players by the fourth inning reach on strikeouts.
That's what I think more major leaguers should do, but they're too stat crazy to want to have a strikeout on their record even if they were to reach first base. They want the home runs and the doubles.
And the millions of dollars that come with it.
Exactly. So why would you swing at a wild pitch?
I would.
So would I. Fastball missing below the knees outside to the right-handed hitting Riley Colwell. One ball, no strikes. Colwell, he's 0-2. He's had the clunker today. Two strikeouts. Has yet to figure out Mitchell double R. Double R with one quick glance at first. Make that a second one. Delivers a 1-0, squaring around and pulling it back as the fastball missing above the shoulders. Two balls and no strikes to Colwell. And the defense for St. Vincent might be falling asleep a little bit out there. Haven't seen a lot of action.
I also haven't seen a bunt this game, so kind of interesting to show bunt.
2-0, fastball, belt high for a strike. 2-1, Munier creeping in over at third base, anticipating that bunt. One out in this top of the fourth. 2-0, Van Farr, looking to get to the state quarterfinals. 2-1, swing and a miss. Evens up the count at two apiece. There are advertisements everywhere along the left and right field wall. That's how you keep the ballpark open for sure. 2-2. Changeup missing away. Maybe a bit of a slider there. And the count is run full. It is now 6 o'clock in Perryville, Missouri. The 3-2. Fastball above the letters. Ball 4. Colwell draws a walk. First and second for Van Farr with Josh Hoddy coming up. And Coach Search, I think that's going to be it. It has to be because Assistant Coach Sauer already came out. So that'll be it for Mitchell double R. He'll leave this game having thrown 3 1/3, surrendering 2 runs as it stands, but those 2 guys on base are his responsibility. And there's a long talk going on. It looks like Munier is going to get the ball now. Munier is the number one starter for Coach Search and the Indians. They would have liked to save him for Wednesday, but you can't get to Wednesday unless you get past Monday. So we'll let Munier warm up as it will be double R. Looks like he's going to third base. He is done for the day. Again, 3 1/3 innings. 2 earned runs, did strike out 6 batters, but 3 of those strikeouts resulted in a pass ball and a wild pitch, allowing runners to reach. One of those runners came around to score. That was Jensen in this inning. The 2 men on at first and second are double R's responsibility. Again, we'll come back in 1 minute as Munier warms up. It's 2-0 Van Farr, top of the fourth on AM 800 KREI.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart. Because at Fliggs Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fliggs Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Lettington Exit, or online 24/7, fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Greenwood, Kevin Hughes, top of the fourth inning. It continues. We had to go to break because there was a pitching change. Mitchell Double R started the game. He's over at third base now in place of Munier, who replaces him on the rubber. Munier to face the left-handed hitting junior, Josh Hoddy, who's had a spectacular game on the mound. Hoddy watches a fastball up and away for ball one. Runners at first and second. They are Wilson at second and Colwell at first. Wilson struck out, but reached first base on a wild pitch from Double R. Colwell drew a walk. Fastball down the pipeline for a strike, and it's 1-1. So far, one set of fans are happy right now. Small lead off of second base. Fastball fired high from Munier, 2-1. Hoddy in limited action at the plate, a .500 batting average. One triple, three doubles of his nine hits. The 2-1 from Munier. And he'll chase his high fastball. It'll go into shallow left center field. Out as a shortstop. And Clifton will get underneath it in time to squeeze a glove on it for out number two. And Josh Hoddy is retired for the third time today. Hoddy makes way for the sophomore, Trayson Colwell. Colwell, one of three players for Van Farr with a home run this season. The others are Braden McMillan and Caden Wilburn. That's it. Three team home runs. The throw over to first. Henneman will get the runner. Colwell is picked off of first base. Henneman wasn't even covering. He snuck over there. Munier delivered a strike to him, and he tagged the back of the leg of Colwell to end the inning. The strange things continue in this ball game, but Van Farr is still leading 2-0. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Riley Reen, Blake Henneman, and Tyler Unterreiner coming up on AM800 KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
When being informed counts, you can count on the voice of Missouri's Parkland. AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Deloge, Caledonia.
Matt Greenwood and Kevin Hughes for AM 800 KREI. I think my voice just cracked there.
Slightly.
Okay.
We won't judge you for it. You're not less of a man because your voice cracks, Matt. I think.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate that. 2-0 is the score. Van Farr with the lead. Riley Reen, Blake Henneman, Tyler Unterreiner. They're going to try to change that score line. St. Vincent hasn't really gotten anything going off of Josh Hoddy. One walk, a double down the left field line from Matt Klein, the number nine hitter. That's it. Five strikeouts, one pop-up to Hoddy. Also a fly ball to center field and a 6-4-3 double play in the first inning. That is how all the outs have been made. Hoddy has faced 10 batters. He'll face 11, 12, and 13 after that final warm-up toss. Well, Kevin, it's been one of those games where you're facing a team that you're just not familiar with. They're not in your conference. They're not in your district. They're ways away from you. You got to rely on what other people tell you. And it's just one of those things where it's a team that is playing better than their record indicates. Van Farr 7-11 this year.
Yeah, this game has really come down to pitching, I think. I think Hottie on the mound for Van Farr has just been excellent so far. You look at looking at my scorebook, St. Vincent's only had four batters in an inning once, and that was last inning. They only have one hit, so Hottie on the mound has really made the difference so far in this game.
And now he gets the favorable matchup to lead things off with Rain, the left-handed hitter, at in the box. Excuse me. He squared around and pulled back and took a strike. Well in on the grass is the third baseman, Beatty. The 0-1 from Hottie. Rain again squares around but pulled it back in time. And it's one ball and one strike.
And now you see St. Vincent. They're just trying to get runners on base to manufacture some runs. They're going to try a leadoff bunt, at least so far. Squaring around is Rain.
He is showing really early, however, which gives the third baseman the upper hand. He almost has to place this one right on that line, the 1-1. He'll swing this time and is unable to catch up with the fastball in on the hands. One ball and two strikes. But St. Vincent really is trying whatever they can to get something in motion on the bases. Now the third baseman, Beatty, backs up. It would be pretty courageous of Rain to try to bunt this one, but he'll pull it foul down the right field line. One ball, two strikes. 2-0, Van Farr in the lead. If St. Vincent were to advance, regional radio will be covering the game. If not, season's over for the Indians, St. Vincent Indians. The 1-2 from Hottie. Curveball breaks late. Misses a letter high. Two balls and two strikes. Green with a .298 average entering today's contest. He's 0 for 1. Curveball, maybe a slider. It's kind of a hard curveball from Hottie. Asking the umpire where it missed. They both nod at each other. It's three balls and two strikes. You almost have to consider just going out there and pitching, let the umpire call what he's going to call. He's been in a pretty good groove so far. Fouling it straight back off the inside part of the pole behind home plate. There is a net in front of the pole, so it limits how much it bounces off that pole.
And people may wonder, why throw two curveballs there when your fastball's working perfectly? Well, you see right there, he went curve, came back with the heat, low fastball, and Rain wasn't able to catch up to it.
3-2 from Hottie. Oh, man, fastball hits Rain on the back of the helmet. And he's fine. He trots down to first base. Any way you can get on, I guess.
It's always a dangerous play, but glad to see Rain is okay.
I mean, these kids are high school level, so it's not as if the fastball's coming in 92, 93, 95. This one's coming in probably a good mid-80s. I mean, still, you don't want to get hit in the head, but...
Yeah, the more research you do, though, on concussions and how it affects the brain, you just want to try to avoid it at all costs. But, yes, I mean, that's why we wear helmets, just for reasons like that.
Blake Henneman looking to take some cuts here off of Hottie. Fastball missing high, if it's even possible, to Henneman. He's a monster in the box. Just a big presence batting right-handed for Henneman. He grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the first. Fastball down the middle for a strike, and you could tell from the head jerk from Hottie that he put everything into that fastball.
This is only the third person to reach base for St. Vincent. One on a hit by pitch, one on a walk, and one double.
Tyler Unterreiner is waiting on deck. Green is at first, a small lead off the bag, and the lefty Hottie will toss over there just to make sure Green stays in check. 1-1. Veterans Memorial Field. Rain on the move. Popped up into foul ground towards the right side. Didn't even see where it landed.
Almost went to the front yard of one of the houses behind us.
Maybe that's why all the neighbors are coming out here. They're making sure their house is protected.
It's also a free baseball game. All you got to do is come out to your front porch.
Certainly sit on the back of the F-250 truck or whatever.
You can grill your own hot dogs on your porch and watch baseball. That sounds about perfect to me.
1-2. Hinneman caught cheating on a fastball. It was a changeup. He was looking hard stuff. Hinneman is retired for the second time today. Green stays at first base. It's one out, one on, and a 2-0 deficit for the St. Vincent Indians.
Sixth strikeout for Hottie.
And he is certainly in a groove. Unterreiner. Fouls off the first pitch. Reen again on the move. He'll have to trot back to first base. No balls, one strike to Unterreiner. Not only is St. Vincent losing some solid seniors on the baseball field, but on the football field as well. Tyler Unterreiner, a dream team athlete. Absolutely outstanding for the Indians football team. Pitch on the way. Curveball didn't break in time. That's been a case for a lot of curveballs from Hottie. That one missing above the shoulders, 1-1. Outfield playing normal depth. Infield as well with the first baseman holding Reen on. Reen's on the move. Fastball misses high. Throw to the right of the bag. Reen slid into second base. What you're taught to do, but if he hadn't and went in standing, he might have been able to round second and go to third. But it's a stolen bag nonetheless for Riley Reen. Unterreiner ahead in the count, 2-1, and this is the biggest threat that St. Vincent has had all game long. What can the 10-10 St. Vincent Indians do with a man at second and one out and their cleanup hitter in the box? He'll sky this one behind home plate and towards the crowd over the third row of St. Vincent Indians fans.
And this is the first time St. Vincent's had a runner in scoring position with less than two outs.
Good observation from Kevin Hughes.
So it'd be interesting, you know, do they want to try to bunt him over to third and give themselves a better shot? Or are they going to swing away? It looks like they're going to swing away.
2-1, fastball upstairs. Reen on the move again, and a short throw to third. Reen is in there safely. Back-to-back stolen bases, Riley Reen. He might need a breather, but perfect time to steal a bag when you have a big right-hander like Unterreiner, who's probably a good 195, and he's tall as well. It's hard for those catchers to get the throw over. No interference even close to that. So Riley Reen heads up baseball. That is smart base running there. And he is over at third base. And it's 3-1.
I think Green over there, I think he might have gotten hit in the nether regions. He was walking around the base, grabbing, a little painful area, painful shot.
It also looked like he slid a little bit past the back, so maybe something happened there too. 3-2, ground ball back up the middle and through for a base hit. And St. Vincent is on the board. RBI single, Tyler Unterreiner. The lead is cut in half. Most of that was Reen's doing. Taking one off the back of the noggin.
Just one of those
swiping second and third and then scoring on the single.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off, Matt. It's just one of those perfect balls. I mean, just hit right up the middle. There was no way the second or the shortstop were going to be able to get to the ball, and it drove in a run. Just a good piece of hitting.
Another thing that might be interesting to point out is the fact that Hottie is a lefty, so he falls to the third base side of the bag, and that ball was to the first base side of the mound. If he's a righty, he's able to come off there, field it, and maybe get Reen out at home. But that wasn't the case. This one skied up in the air. Little kid gives chase all alone, stumbled for a second, so he's unable to make the catch. Wouldn't have counted as an out. You know, it's out of play. But Ethan BQ is behind in the count. No balls and one strike. He struck out in his lone at-bat in the second inning. Hottie quickly working. Delivers a fastball up and away. 1-1, and Hottie asking for a new baseball.
This is really the first time that Hottie's really faced adversity so far this game. So interesting to see how him and Van Farr responds.
I was going to point out how neat it is that he goes with the flat bill, but then I'm looking at first and second and short and third, and they all have flat bills.
What all the cool kids do now, Matt.
1-1, found a little dirt. Two balls and one strike. The score is 2-1 Van Farr. They had a goose egg up on the scoreboard for St. Vincent through 3 1/3. That has changed. Fastball upstairs, a little dust off the catcher's mitt. Indians fans, with the sun pretty much behind the clouds, might start creeping closer to the action. Three balls and one strike. PQ looking to move Unterreiner forward. Foul that one straight back. Three balls, two strikes. The on-deck hitter, Mitchell, double R. Tosses it to the catcher, Barce, of the other team.
In this same scenario in the first inning, Van Farr was able to turn a 6-4-3 double play. So if the ball's hit to second base or shortstop, it'd be interesting to see if they can pull it off again.
PQ doesn't look like he's very fast down that first base line. 3-2 on the way, and he'll foul that one. Up and over. Remains three balls and two strikes. Great day for baseball. Just can't get enough of it, really.
And a great game so far.
3-2. Foul tip into the mitt of Barce. And PQ is down on strikes. Second strikeout for PQ at the dish. And he'll leave it in the hands of Mitchell double R to try to keep this inning going for the Indians. Double R also struck out. First pitch, fastball upstairs. One ball, no strikes. Starting to see a lot of pitches from Hottie miss up in the zone. Definitely don't want to point that direction later on in the game. Another one, chin high this time, and double R has to back away from the plate. And the last time that Hottie missed with a fastball that high, he asked for a new baseball. At least he's sticking to the same routine.
At least it didn't hit him in the head.
Yeah, that too. Two balls and no strikes, double R out in front. Lefty on righty. 2-0. Fastball finds the heart of the plate. 2-1. St. Vincent, 4-3 over Meadow Heights in game one of their district. 5-4 over Valley Catholic in game two of the district tournament. High fastball has popped up and out of play. Off the pavilion top. 2-2.
That's something we've seen a lot from Hottie so far. If he gets behind in the count, he's coming back with fastballs for strikes. He was down 2-0. Now he's even at 2-2.
And then, of course, St. Vincent widening the margin on Bismarck by a final score of 9-2 in the District 3 championship. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the changeup, double R is retired. A third strikeout of the inning. That's two innings for Hottie, in which he has struck out three batters for all three outs. But the score has changed. It's Van Farr 2, St. Vincent 1. We head to the top of the fifth with Kevin Hughes taking over the broadcast. Next on AM 800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI. Kevin Hughes and Matt Greenwood live in Perryville bringing you some beautiful baseball action. St. Vincent and Van Farr going on right now. And Van Farr with a 2-1 lead over St. Vincent. St. Vincent able to put up a run in the last half inning. And that will bring up Trayson Colwell, followed by Cameron Barce and Braden McMillan. For Van Farr, as we are almost ready to go. Colwell will be the first batter up. He had an RBI single in the first, and he flew out to third base in the third. And now he's about to take his first action in the fifth inning, top of the fifth inning. As St. Vincent continues to warm up with Munier on the mound. And St. Vincent team runs into the pitcher's mound. Baseball goes around the horn. Couple of hoorahs, let's get it. Touch mitts, and let's get the action started.
I think the hoorahs are in your head.
In my head?
Yeah, I didn't hear a hoorah.
Well, I heard maybe your headset's a little too loud then.
I heard a woo. About that. I heard a woo, but I didn't hear a hoorah.
I didn't. Ric Flair out on the mound.
Woo.
So that will bring up Treyson Colwell. He steps into the mound, and here comes the first pitch. Fastball in for a strike, chest high. Count 0-1.
The nice thing about facing a tall hitter like Colwell is you can actually miss a little bit more up in the zone and still get that strike call.
I heard that happened to me a lot growing up, being 6'3". Not my whole life, but just being taller in general. That ball swung on and fouled over to the Van Far dugout on the third base line. So now the count 0-2. So now Colwell has to be extra cautious. Swing, if anything's close, here comes the pitch. A high change up. Count now 1-2. Colwell steps out, takes a couple of practice swings. Steps in the box, waves the bat down low, brings it up, and here we go. Munier winds, leg kicks, fires this ball in, fouled out over the first base side, over at some fans, and that ball is in the front yard of a house behind us.
As we had mentioned earlier, Coach Search would have likely had Munier starting the quarterfinal on Wednesday, but struggling double R, forcing Coach Search to put Munier in, and now we'll see how many pitches he gets to throw today.
1-2 pitch, high and inside, so now the count's even at 2-2, and here comes the 2-2 pitch. Leg kick, winds, fires. This ball smoked down to third baseline and misplayed by double R, and that will be a leadoff single for Treyson Colwell.
Just not having a good day is double R. Couldn't read the ball off the bat there, and again, a lot of smoke behind that hit from Colwell.
It'll go down as a single, but double R, he kind of got caught there, didn't really move his feet, just dropped to a knee, and the ball went under his mitt. But nonetheless, a runner is on base for Van Far, and that will bring up Cameron Barce. He grounded out into a fielder's choice in the first, and he walked in the third. So here comes the first pitch to Barce. Check swings, the outside ball, count 1-0. Colwell does not look like a stealing threat, so it'll be interesting to see if Van Far is going to go to some small ball, or they're just going to swing away. So far, it looks like Barce, he's gotten the call to swing. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball fouled in the air, high. Back behind the dugout, over towards the pavilion, and actually made it inside the pavilion. Looked like he was going to hit the roof. Hope everyone's okay up there. A lot of people out here at this beautiful, beautiful ballpark at the Perry County Sports Complex. So a 1-1 count. Ford Barce steps in. Munier checks first twice. Likes what he sees. Leg kick. Fires 1-1. Lays down a bunt. Perfectly down on the third baseline. Will there be a play at first? He'll throw it down and he'll be out. But nonetheless, that did what it was supposed to. A sack bunt by Barce advances Colwell over to second. And now Van Far has a runner in scoring position with one out.
Munier had given up on the play, but double R was like, no, sir, we're going to get you out, Barce, because I need this out for my team. He made a good, strong throw. Barce, not exactly the quickest, but as you mentioned, the purpose was to advance the runner to second base. Colwell is there safely, and there's just one out here in the top of the fifth.
It really was a good play by double R. I thought that was a well-placed bunt right down the third baseline in the grass, not in the dirt. Double R made a good charge at the ball and able to throw him out. That's the umpire. Bends down. Wipes off the home plate. And here we go. This brings up Braden McMillan. Flew out to center field in the first. A walk in the third. 0-1 on the day as he steps into the mound. Righty on righty action. Munier checks second. This ball fired. Fouled off. Right at home plate. So Munier able to get ahead in the count early on.
McMillan has a home run this year, but also in 50 official at-bats, 24 strikeouts to 10 walks. So he's almost striking out half as many times.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This ball lifted into right center field. Will it get down? And it will, right in between the right fielder and the center fielder. But the runner did not advance. That's one of those, it was shallow enough where he had to stay to tag up, and it was impossible to judge that one if that was going to be caught or not. But nonetheless, a single for Braden McMillan.
I disagree. Baseball 101 on a pop-up into shallow anywhere in the outfield. You go halfway between second and third. If it drops, you're standing at third. If not, you're still within a position to get back to second base. And while Colwell, the sophomore, completely ignored baseball 101. And thankfully for St. Vincent, he didn't move a muscle. So he's at second, and this still keeps an easy double play as a possibility.
Yeah, it was a tough one. I mean, if he's Colwell, not the fastest guy in the world, if he's halfway and the center fielder is able to catch that on a run, there's a good chance he could get out. So, I mean, it's one of those what-can-you-do type of plays. So that brings up Nathan Beatty. He's 0 for 2 on the day with a strikeout and a ground out to third base. And he takes the first pitch for a ball, count 1-0. Runner on first and second for Van Farr. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. This ball hit up the middle, right in the Munier's glove. He's going to throw it to second, and he's going to throw it away past the shortstop. And here comes a runner. Hey, Tortone is going to be play at the plate, and he's going to be safe. And now some heads-up base running as he's going to make it over to third, and that is McMillan. What a crazy play. Baseball hit right back to Munier at the mound, turns around, throws it towards second place, trying to get out the runner, and he throws it away, and that will bring home Colwell. Heads up base running by McMillan, because when the ball is thrown home at the plate, McMillan realizes that the third baseman's sleeping, and he makes it on over to third base. Did I explain that well enough for you, Matt?
Yeah, you did a good job there. If you're Munier, you don't throw to where the guy is. You throw to the bag. And what he did there is he tried to catch Clifton on the move towards second base instead of throwing it to the vicinity. It went behind him, and then all hell broke loose.
So there will be a throwing error from Munier on the play that allowed the run to score. And now you have runners on the corners in a 1-0 count for Colton Jensen, who reached on a strikeout and scored a run in the fourth, and he struck out looking in the second. So technically 0 for 2 on the day, but 0 for 2 with a run scored. Pretty hard to do, but hey, that's why you play the game. So a 1-1 count, the fastball in for a strike for Jensen, runner on the corners. Munier checks first. Doesn't even look at the runner on third, checks again. Shows down bunt down the first baseline, a beautiful bunt, and the play will be over at first, but an RBI sacrifice bunt for Jensen will bring home McMillan, and now Van Farr has a 2-1 lead, and they lead, by my count, 3-1.
A beautiful safety squeeze from Jensen. Safety means that the runner at third reads where the bunt goes and then decides whether or not to head home. And a good read there by McMillan as that ball is up the first baseline. Well placed by Jensen, and it's a 4-1 lead. St. Vincent's got to keep this game in check if they're going to have a chance to come back in the bottom half of the fifth, sixth, or seventh.
That's right. Excuse me. A 4-1 lead, 3-run lead for Van Farr. That's what I meant to say. 4 runs on the board with a 3-run lead. A runner on second base with 2 outs for the 9-hole Caden Wilburn. This ball swung on. Popped up out of play behind the backstop. Wilburn, he had a double in the second inning and an RBI groundout in the fourth inning with a 1-1 count. Munier not even checking well now. He checks the runner at second, kicks, fires, curveball, in for a strike. So now the count 1-2.
Wilburn doing some good damage out of the ninth spot. A double to right field in the second, and then that RBI ground out to short in the fourth.
And that is one of the strengths coming into the game for Van Farr. As they talked about, the bottom of the order provided oomph the last couple of few games that allowed them to reach this point in the playoffs. Wilburn steps into the box, waves his bat. Munier looks at second again, big lead, picks, fires, curveball in for a strike, and that will end the inning, a beautiful curveball. But nonetheless, Van Farr, they get one hit, and they score 2 runs, 2 sacrifice bunts, 1 for an RBI, and that pushes the lead to 4-1 for Van Farr. We'll be back with more action in the fifth inning on AM 800 KREI.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back to AM 800 KREI. Van Farr leading St. Vincent 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning as Evan Clifton, Garrett Double R, and Matt Klein, the bottom of the order, is up for St. Vincent. Time is running out, and they need to manufacture some runs here on offense. They've only had two hits so far in the game because Hottie for Van Farr on the mound has been near perfect. I mean, it's just been stellar so far, locating his fastball. St. Vincent having a hard time being able to catch up to it.
It's not often you see a guy being able to dominate with just one pitch. And yeah, he's thrown a few changeups here and there and some curveballs he's tried to mix in as well. The curveball, he hasn't had much of it, but that fastball, obviously it's moving on its way to the dish. Otherwise, there wouldn't be so many swings and misses from this Indians lineup.
It's moving and it has different locations. He's able to spot it where he wants it. And speaking of that fastball, it's in for a strike.
And you mentioned trying to do some damage. St. Vincent, they had a great opportunity last inning when Hottie was missing with all of his fastballs up, but St. Vincent stayed in that aggressive mindset, and a few pop-ups and strikeouts cost them.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. A little change up, a little down low. But, you know, just crazy looking at the scorecard, Matt. St. Vincent hasn't even made it through the lineup three times, and we're in the fifth inning. So that just shows you how dominant Hottie's been. So here comes the 1-1 to Clifton. Low fastball. Count now 2-1. Clifton struck out in the third, only batting his second time today here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hottie winds, kicks, fires, fastball, smoke down the third baseline. Good play. Thrown over to first, and that will be a 5-3. Great play by Beatty over there at third base, being able to get the ball on a one hop, and that will be the first out of the inning.
Other than that double from Matt Klein, that's the hardest hit ball that St. Vincent's had all game long, and unfortunately it finds the third baseman Beatty, and that was a tough play. I mean, he kind of jumped. He jumped up as he put the glove to the dirt. So he was kind of lucky that didn't skip underneath there, but a heck of a play nonetheless.
So that brings up Garrett Double R, 0-1 on the day. He flew out to the pitcher in the third inning. And the first pitch to Double R is high for a ball. Hottie winds, leg kicks, fires, ball down low. So now the count 2-0. You don't see Hottie get behind on a 2-0 count many times, but this is a hitter's count.
It's a good thing no Indian was on base, because the throw from the catcher Barce, it hit the grass about halfway between home plate and the mound.
Second time he's done this inning. Underthrown and overthrown the pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Smoke down the third baseline again. A great job by Beatty. Turns, fires, and unable to scoop it up is the first baseman Colwell, and that will be a single for Garrett Double R.
Again, a great play defensively. This time he actually stayed down on the ball, did Beatty, and he had more time than I guess he gave than he thought he had. That internal clock, I guess, was ticking a little too fast for him, and he made a short throw. But as a first baseman, it's a tricky hop, but people will tell you that first baseman's got to be able to make the play there. And I mean, it takes teamwork to get those kind of outs, especially on those kind of throws.
He had it in his glove, but when he brought his glove up, the ball went with it, kind of
right.
Tossed up into the air almost. But you'd like to see a better throw from Beatty there with plenty of time. First pitch in towards the nine hole. Matt Klein is in for a strike. Runner on first with one out for St. Vincent.
So since you're our official score, did you give that a hit or an E5?
I gave him a hit on that play because it was going to be close either way.
Well, we're going to go with what Mr. Q says.
That's right. That should be the new motto at the station. 1-1 count. And this ball is smoked down the third baseline again in between the shortstop and third base, and that will be a single for the nine-hole Matt Klein. And now runners on first and second for the first time this game, and we're to the top of the order for Tyler Munier.
Matt Klein, have yourself a ball game. Number nine in the order, he's got a double and a single. It's incredible.
So St. Vincent looking to take some action here. I'm going to put some runs on the board when you got a runner on first and second. Two runners on base for the first time in this game. For the second time in this game, actually. Runners on first and second. There's one out. We're at the top of the order for Tyler Munier. He's 0-for-1 on the day. He has a walk and a strikeout. Adi fires the ball low. Good scoop up by the catcher, Barce. Count now 1-1.
Well, the sun is out for the second time, and it didn't help St. Vincent's offense in the early part of the game. But since it's come out, they've got two runners on now.
Ball hit right back at the pitcher, Munier, or Hottie, who overthrows the second base, and that's going to bring another run in. So now the score is 4-2, as Double R is going to score on an error from the pitcher, and Tyler Munier taking care of the on the mound and now at the plate, and he reaches on base on an error, a fielder's choice error. That's one of those weird things. I'm not sure how to score that one.
Just an E1, but this is incredible. Both pitchers haven't been able to make good throws to second base. This time he threw to the vicinity, he just airmailed it. It's not pretty, to say the least.
Yeah, it's not good baseball that, you know, now it's a wash. It's happened for each team, so
right, exactly.
That run's a wash. So it's 4-2. Van Farr leads in the bottom of the fifth. And Riley Reen lays down a bunt, and there's going to be play over a third, and the ball's going to get away from the third baseman. And now the bases are juiced for St. Vincent, and the crowd is alive.
Hottie had a great chance, I think, to sprint over to the third base and step on the bag ahead of the sliding runner, but he tried a short arm, almost like a shovel, like a football version of a shovel pass to the shortstop, who had to come over and cover third base, and Wilson didn't get there in time, and by the time he received the short arm shovel pitch from Hottie, the ball sliding into third safely was the runner, and then the ball gets away from the glove, and fortunately for Van Farr that it didn't get so far away to where the runner could score.
Coach Rowden comes out, talks to his pitcher, walks him back to the mound, signals to the defense. So right now in the bottom of the fifth inning, Van Farr trying to shoot themselves in the foot almost. A couple of miscues on defense leads the bases loaded with one out for the three-hole, Blake Hinneman. Hinneman grounded out into a double play in the first, struck out in the fourth. Here comes the pitch to Hinneman. Inside and low fastball for a ball.
You wonder what the mentality was for Van Farr going into this inning. Up 4-1, everything working their way. Maybe they were getting too far ahead of themselves, and now they're in a situation where they're holding on to a two-run lead.
0-1 pitch in for a strike right on the belly button. Well, the difference this inning, Matt, St. Vincent's putting bat on the ball. When you put
exactly.
The ball in play, things happen. It's
That's
as simple as that.
And Hinneman is not the guy you want to face with the bases loaded. A 4.52 average entering today's contest.
So here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Tipped into the catcher's glove. Count now 1-2.
Then again, Hinneman hasn't had the best day at the dish. 6-4-3 double play in the first inning that he grounded into and then struck out swinging in the fourth.
The competing crowds are starting to talk over each other. The intensity has picked up here, and that's playoff baseball in Missouri. No better place to be.
Houston right here in Berryville right now. This ball hit over to second baseman. It's going to get through the second baseman under his diving glove. The center fielder misplays the ball, and a run will come in, and that will move the runner to third. Two runs come in. So a two RBI single from Blake Hinneman, and now we are tied, Matt.
Just one of those things, you know, you think maybe you're out of a ball game. St. Vincent has not had that mindset ever since the district tournament began, but sometimes in their position might, especially the way that inning before went. But they put that behind them quickly, and Blake Hinneman delivering in the clutch. And because the center fielder misplayed it, being able to advance over to third was Reen. Otherwise, it would have been first and second. So things have just completely turned around for the Indians.
A couple of errors has cost Van Far a couple of runs. It's as simple as that. But as we mentioned before, the difference in this inning is St. Vincent putting the bat on the ball. You put the ball in play, anything can happen. And so far, the Van Far defense has not been kind to Hottie in this inning. And he's made an error himself. And that will bring up Tyler Unterreiner, who swings on the first pitch, popped up out of play. And the count will be 0-1, one out, runners on the corners. So the cleanup hitter, Unterreiner, looking just to put the ball in play. And if he can, there's a good chance that St. Vincent will take the lead.
Again, put the bat on the ball, put it in play, see what happens. That has to be the mindset for Unterreiner right here.
0-1 pitch in for a strike, a low fastball. Catcher actually had to bring his glove down to get that one.
Yeah, and Unterreiner looked back towards Barce to be like, come on, dude, really? He didn't look back at the umpire. He looked back at the catcher.
But it is what it is. It's an 0-2 count. Hottie looking for an out here. It would be huge for Van Far. Curveball, and the ball gets away from the catcher, and there will be no play, but that will advance the runner on first, Hinneman, over to second on a pass ball.
That's one of those situations when you're the runner at third. If there's going to be a pass ball or a wild pitch, you'd like for it to be directly behind the catcher or up the third base line because you get a better vantage point of it. But because that one went right down, if you were to extend that third base line towards the backstop, that's where the ball was. It's an impossible read for the third base runner at that point.
And the ball didn't go very far. It just popped out of his glove. And this ball hit into left field. And that will bring in the run. And there'll be a run scored in the lead for St. Vincent. The first time this ball game, St. Vincent leads 5-4, scoring four runs in the bottom of the fifth inning so far.
Hottie running out of steam on the mound. The only steam that he has left is coming out of his ears as he is all fired up with giving up four runs in the bottom frame here in the fifth inning. Things have turned completely around. And St. Vincent looking to add more, still just one out.
The momentum completely seized by St. Vincent, and that will bring in PQ up to the mound. And Audie King's back with a really hard throwing ball, but it was low and inside, count 1-0.
So Double R, Garrett Double R, Matt Klein, Tyler Munier, and Riley Reen have come in to score all four runs in the bottom of the fifth inning for St. Vincent.
This ball popped high into the air, out of play behind us, behind home plate. Count now 1-1. Still only one out on the inning. And Matt, incredibly, it took five innings for St. Vincent to bat all the way around three times, and now we're two batters away, and they're going to bat all the way around the lineup in the fifth inning. This ball gets away from the catcher, but no play at the plate down the third baseline. However, that will advance the runner again, Unterreiner, over to second base, and two runners in scoring position with one out. These small miscues, extra bases, a couple of errors, and some clean hitting by St. Vincent has completely turned this game around.
It's that throwing error by Hottie when they had a chance to get a double play that's cost them.
And this ball hit deep into right field. It's back. It's back. And it's gone. Home run for Ethan Piku. And St. Vincent is completely in control as the crowd goes wild. A three-run home run for Ethan Pugh as he runs home. St. Vincent lineup at the plate, steps on the mound, and let's all celebrate. The crowd's going crazy. Pugh going crazy.
Third home run of the season for Pugh.
Unbelievable hit. That ball was smoked dead right field. It says 310 at the wall. It probably went 330 easily, and looks like there's going to be a pitching change at the mound for Van Farr. So now the score 8-4 for St. Vincent, a pitching change at the mound. We'll get who the pitcher is, and we'll give you some stats coming up on AM 800 KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI as St. Vincent has scored by my count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. They barely had hits coming into the bottom of the fifth inning, and there's been a pitching change by Van Farr as they bring in.
It looks to be Logan Wilson.
Logan Wilson. I'm checking my roster to see if I can find it.
He was playing short, and now he'll be on the mound. Oh, wait. Yep, that is number 24, that Logan Wilson.
No, Logan Wilson. He's 3-6 on the season. He's pitched 28 innings in 11 games. He has an ERA of 7. But he's just looking, just to record an out. The best Van Farr can do right now is record an out. And the first pitch in for a ball. It actually nicked the hitter. I didn't see that. But nonetheless, the umpire says that Mitchell Double R was hit by the pitch. And now St. Vincent has batted through the entire lineup. And that brings up Evan Clifton, who led off the inning, surprisingly, with an out.
Isn't that incredible? A ground out to start the frame, and then 8 consecutive batters reach, make that 9 now. It's incredible.
Every batter but Clifton that batted so far this inning has scored, Matt. That's crazy.
And if Clifton keeps it going, Double R will make it number 8. And then maybe Garrett Double R can drive in Clifton.
So Clifton, for the second time this inning, takes a ball. The count now 1-1. Checks down the third baseline. Coach Search gives him the signal. Runner on first base. Clifton shows bunt, pulls back. It looks like they tried to get a hit and run going there, but it was a high fastball. Now the count 2-1. Clifton looks down the third baseline, gets a signal. A small lead over at first base for Double R. Wilson checks, fires. Lay down the bunt. It's popped up behind the catcher. A little too far for him to make a diving play on it. And now the count is 2-2, so the bunt most likely taken away from Clifton, and he'll have to swing away here. Runner on first, one out. The 10th batter of the inning for St. Vincent. 4-run lead. They trailed 4-1. Entering the inning, the score is now 8-4. This ball high, in for a ball. So now we are full.
It's unfortunate, but we're starting to see why Van Farr did struggle this year. 6.86 team ERA entering today's contest. Hottie was on fire and then just lost everything.
This ball in for a ball. That will walk Clifton, and that will bring up number four, Garrett Double R. So now we get to play the fun game in this inning, Matt. Garrett Double R scored a run and had a single. We don't need to recap this whole game, just this inning. This ball swung on over towards third base and the gap. It will get into left field, and now the bases are loaded with one out for St. Vincent, looking to pile on more runs.
I never thought it possible, but Matt Klein, who is in the ninth spot today, two hits, a double and a single, and he's also scored a run. That's, you know, a little unusual for St. Vincent with Klein in the nine hole, but if he gets a hold of one, St. Vincent's one run away from run ruling Van Far. Who would have thunk that entering this inning?
I haven't seen anything like this in a long time. Just the game flip on its head. It's hit back towards the pitcher. It's going to get up the middle. One run will come in. Here comes the second run. A play will not happen at the plate. And a two-run single for Matt Klein, who has been absolutely on fire so far this game.
He certainly has, and it's almost like Coach Search had something going through his head that, hey, Matt Klein's going to have a great day in the ninth spot, a 224 average. He keeps him there. I guess it's maybe where he's most comfortable, and he pulls through with three hits.
Van Far just searching for the second out. That's all they want right now. The ball, it's going to be a pass ball by the catcher, and both runners will advance. So now runners in scoring position.
So Double R and Clifton came in to score. And now every single player in the St. Vincent Indian lineup has scored a run this inning. Amazing. You can't make this stuff up.
It is absolutely crazy, this fifth inning for St. Vincent. I think it's going to be easy to say this is probably their best inning they've played all season long, at least bottom half of an inning.
I don't think Coach Search would argue with you.
So that brings up the leadoff hitter, Tyler Munier, up to the plate. So far in the fifth inning, he reached on a fielder's choice error.
Infield now drawn in for Van Far. Anything to those infielders, they're coming home with it.
Runners on second and third, one out. This pitch to Munier in for a strike. Wilson, leg kicks, fires in. Munier headed down to third baseline. Beatty picks it up, checks the runners. He's going to throw home, and the runner's going to be out. So they save a run. Uh-oh, a base running error. And a lot of confusion on the base mounds. So Munier was at first base. He rounded first base, got halfway to second. A throw wasn't made. Then Klein took off, but then he was brought back. But nonetheless, a run was brought in.
Yeah, that was that one was not easy to follow for sure.
I'm really confused. All I know is we had an RBI ground out there. Is that right, Matt?
We had a 5-2 fielder's choice put out at home plate.
Oh, so the run did not score. That is
correct.
So the second out in the inning, nonetheless,
was made at home plate.
Was made at home plate.
And then you had the runner at second heading towards third. The throw went to first base behind Munier.
This ball hit down the first base line for Riley Green. So far in the fifth inning, he reached on a fielder's choice and he scored a run.
Munier had already made his way back towards the first base bag. And so then the first baseman ran towards whoever it was between second and third. I believe that was Klein. And then Klein was able to slide back into second safely.
Here comes the pitch outside corner, called for a ball. Either way, I feel like Van Far should have gotten the third out there in the inning. They had two guys.
They had a chance at second, definitely.
And they had the chance at first if they just would have thrown it down there, too. He waited a little bit too long. But nonetheless, a runner on first and second with two outs for St. Vincent. This ball swung on and missed for a strike. Strike three, and that will end the inning. But in an incredible bottom of the fifth inning for St. Vincent, they scored nine runs and now lead 10-4 and we will head on to the top of the sixth inning on AM 800 KREI.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI as St. Vincent took control of this game in the fifth inning, trailing 4-1. Come back and play 9 runs in the bottom of the fifth, and now they lead 10-4 as Van Farr comes back up to bat. And it's the top of the order, Wilson, Colwell, and Hottie.
And, of course, the biggest hit of the entire inning, Ethan Pugh, third home run of the season. Sent it to left field, cleared the 345 left center field wall by a good maybe 15, 20, 30 feet. That was a monster shot from Pugh.
And that's one of those plays to look back on, and I don't think PQ will ever forget that hit the rest of his life. I mean, that was just an absolute bomb, but it just was almost like the icing on a cake on an incredible inning, and there's still runs to score after that. But nonetheless, we're in the sixth inning.
We're just in the sixth right now. Feels like we've been here a while.
But that's all right. We love some baseball here. This first pitch swung on and hit deep into right field, and it is caught by the right fielder, Hunter Reiner. And that'll be the first out of the inning. One swing, one out. That was Wilson, the leadoff hitter, and that'll bring up Colwell.
Just a little bit behind that fastball from Tyler Moon here. And you almost wonder, is it tough to – here's the thing about coaching baseball now with the new Mischa rules and the pitch count rules, is when do you pull your best guy who kept the score line where it was and allowed you to score 9 runs in that bottom of the fifth? Do you keep him out there? Do you pull him? Risk the chance that maybe Van Farr gets a rally going.
So the first two pitches in to Colwell are in for a ball. Yeah, it's tricky, Matt. You know, when you're in the playoffs, you don't really want to take chances, and you would think a 6-run lead is safe, but I'm sure Van Farr thought a 3-1 lead was safe the way they were playing. This ball picked up by the shortstop, thrown over to first. A 6-3 ground out for Colwell. Good play by Clifton over to Hinneman.
And the wind essentially taken out of the sails of the Van Farr Indians. You can see the way Hottie is approaching the batter's box. He's just kind of going in there a little nonchalant and whatnot. And his practice swing before stepping to the box was half effort. So they're kind of drained of the energy right now.
So this brings Hottie to the plate. He is 0-for-3 on the day. He was brilliant through 4 innings on the mound. Looking to see if he can spark an offensive surge for Van Farr here in the sixth inning. 1-0 pitch high, count now 2-0.
But this is what St. Vincent has done throughout the district tournament in the playoffs. They just come from behind and they make a good game of it, and then they hang on to the lead.
2-0 pitch in for a strike, count 2-1. And I feel like the key to for Van Farr, Matt, is just put the ball in play like St. Vincent did. Just start hitting, putting the bat on the ball, and hope good things happen for you. 2-1 pitch down and outside, counting out 3-1 for Hottie. And the ball inside corner for a strike, and now we have a full count. 2 batters, 2 outs, Hottie up, top of the order. As he steps into the mound. This ball smoked into right field. Back, 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 and it's gone. Catch me outside for Josh Hottie, who has solo home run shot. And now St. Vincent leads 10-5, but a solo shot for Hottie as he rounds third base and heads on home. Just a deep, deep crush for Hottie.
That was. He turned on that inside pitch from Moonier. I think he tried to get in on him with a fastball, lost some edge on that pitch, and Hottie just turned on it and drilled it to right field. And as soon as Unterreiner took about five steps back, he looked to the wall and said, forget about it. This one is not going to be caught by me. And that is the first home run of the year for Josh Hottie. And again, he returned from a broken hip in the district championship on Friday, so he's been in limited action. But, wow, he shows the bat right there, just the junior, too.
So, Trayson Colwell up to bat now, the cleanup hitter, number 22. Hit an RBI single in the first, then a single and a run scored in the fifth, and that ball is low. And the count now is 2-0 for Colwell. And you know, Matt, one thing I noticed is that even not only the fans but the players on that solo shot, wasn't a lot of cheering, just kind of subdued, just very subdued. Just I think they're stunned right now. The 2-0 pitch in for a strike on the outside corner, 2-1.
Also considering about probably 90% of the crowd here are St. Vincent fans.
But even the players, they weren't really cheering.
Right.
It was just kind of some slap of the hands and let's get back in. And
exactly. They know there's still a lot of work to do for sure.
But anything can happen. Count 3-1 for Colwell. Here comes 3-1 pitch. Leg kick. Mines fires this ball. Hit out of play down the third baseline over the fence. Out of play.
For a second, I thought that was on a line towards that playground about 400 feet from the action down left field. Not that me shouting out, hey, watch out, kids, over on the playground area, they would have been able to hear me or anything like
yeah,
that.
It probably would have hurt my eardrum if you'd have done that, too. The 3-1 pitch, 3-2 pitch. Fouled off outside of play behind the backstop. So now a full count.
A check of the ball pocket from the home plate umpire, making sure there's enough baseballs to go around.
So here comes the 3-2 pitch. Colwell hits it right up the middle, and that will be a single for Colwell. And now Van Farr looking to get some action rolling here in the bottom of the sixth. A solo home run followed by a single, and that will bring up Cameron Barce.
Well, one thing Van Farr has shown us today is that they really can hit the baseball. They're a very good offense, and we've seen their number 8, number 9 hitters have done a good job today as well, just putting the ball in play and creating some havoc on the bases. It was the pitching that was going to be the biggest concern for Van Farr entering today's contest, and we saw the result of a 6-plus team ERA with that 9-run bottom of the fifth. So I'm still just saying it out loud. I can't believe it happened.
It is crazy to believe. And let's thank some of the sponsors for today. Fleegs Equipment out of St. Genevieve and Ledington. Bloomsdale Bank and St. Genevieve Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. And Missouri Alliance Mutual out of St. Genevieve. So there will be a pitching change on the mound. That will be, is that number 8, Matt, that I'm seeing?
That is Evan Clifton, who will move from the shortstop position onto the mound, and we'll see if that's where Munier now fields any ground balls.
It looks like it because he's out there warming up. So we will step aside for 30 seconds, and we'll be right back on AM 800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
This is the Talk of the Parkland, KREI, Farmington. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at MIMO Info.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI as we have a wild baseball game in process. St. Vincent leads Van Farr 10-5. An incredible bottom of the fifth inning for St. Vincent has put Van Farr on its heels. They've been able to secure a solo home run from Josh Hottie. They have a runner on first base with Trayson Colwell with two outs, and there's been a pitching change. Clifton will move to the mound as Munier heads back to shortstop. And Matt, you brought up a good point about taking Munier out now.
Yeah, we'll bring that up in just a second.
Here comes the first pitch from Clifton. In for a ball at the letters on the jersey.
So with the new pitch count in place for a senior, a junior or a senior, if you stay under the 45 pitch count mark, you have to take a minimum of one day off. And the reason that's important is because Wednesday is the state quarterfinals, which means Munier takes Tuesday off and he's right back out on the mound.
So So now the count 1-1 for Cameron Barce up to bat. This ball swung on and missed for a strike. Barce grounded out to a fielder's choice in the first, had a walk in the third, and a sacrifice bunt in the fifth.
By the way, Munier in line for the win if St. Vincent holds on. Evan Clifton, 9 innings pitched so far this season, hasn't given up a single run.
So this ball gets away from the catcher, and the runner will advance to second. That's Cole Wells. So now a runner in scoring position with two outs for Barce. Righty on righty action.
Four walks and five strikeouts for Clifton. So the numbers aren't splashy, but they're effective.
This ball just on outside edge of the plate, probably on the black part of the plate. And that
did you see the umpire?
In for a ball.
He totally flinched. I think he was about to call it a strike and change his mind.
This ball in for a strike. He got caught looking. Barce puts the bat behind his head. He's a little frustrated. And we will head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Van Farr able to add a run with the Josh Hottie solo home run. And we'll be right back on AM 800 KREI.
It was 1963.
And Fliggs Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fliggs Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart. Because at Fliggs Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fliggs Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Ledington Exit, or online 24/7, fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI Playoff Baseball from Perry County Sports Complex, a beautiful sports complex, beautiful weather. The sun has been disappearing, a nice slight breeze. We started this game at 75 degrees. I haven't checked, but I easily probably down to around 68 degrees, and it's beautiful.
It's comfortable. It totally is.
This is, as far as I'm concerned, perfect weather. And we are now in the top of the sixth inning. Let's see if St. Vincent can follow up to the fifth inning where they scored, nine runs.
Was it that many?
It was nine runs.
Man, it seemed like much, much more than that.
It was unbelievable. Can't wait to talk to Coach Search after the game about that inning and just getting his thoughts while it's going on. But up the bat for St. Vincent is Blake Hinneman. Number 12, a big right-hander. In the fifth inning, he had a 2-RBI single. And here comes the first pitch from Wilson. Leg kick, fires, in for a strike. And Hinneman, I think he really wanted that pitch. His head came out, his whole body came out.
Hinneman reminds me of Gary Sheffield. Sitting fastball, swinging fastball. If it's not a fastball, well, I'll take the strike.
Well, Gary Sheffield minus the crazy bat motion while he's at
right.
The plate. This ball, low, swung on, fouled off down the third baseline to the Van Farr dugout.
Yeah, that's not advisable for any batters to wave the bat as viciously as he did. Ken Griffey Jr. was fine because he had the slightest, little wave.
Because he's the greatest player of all time, that's why. That's right, I said it. What are you going to do about it? Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Wilson. Fired. This ball hit into right field over the shortstop into the gap, and it'll be a leadoff single for Hinneman.
That time he got the bat head out in front, stayed back on that back right foot, and just poked it into left field for the base hit.
Not even a full swing, just a check swing, but he got enough of it right on the barrel, knocked it into the left center gap. A leadoff single, and that will bring up number 16, Tyler Unterreiner. He had an RBI single in the fifth and an RBI single in the fourth. This first pitch fouled up behind home plate over towards the pavilion. Just on the other side, count 0-1.
I don't think it's smart for these kids back there to be on their phones right now. But
well, that's just the world we live in. There's nothing we can do about that. What? Talk to people? Who does that anymore? So here comes the 0-1 pitch from Wilson. Checks the runner at first. Fires in. This ball hit Elmeson to the exact same spot in the right center gap. And St. Vincent offense just absolutely come to life. And here we go. Here comes the big man, Ethan Piku, with the three-run bomb last inning.
Yeah, that three-run moonshot between the left center field and left field line.
Maybe
that really broke things open.
I don't want to be hyperbolic, but maybe that might be one of the biggest hits in St. Vincent baseball history. Who knows?
They did win a state championship before, so okay. There might have been some bigger hits there. But
it'll live on in history.
Certainly none bigger than this season.
Maybe it's just because I called it. I want it to be. But you know what? That's good enough for me.
Possible. So. By the way, Colby Hager, courtesy runner over at second base for Hinneman. They want to make sure to get that 11th run if there's something in the outfield.
Runner on first and second. Piku looking for a second home run of the game. This ball inside for a ball. The crowd, you can feel the anticipation pick up when Piku walked up into the box. Looks like a power hitter. Kind of like Mo Vaughn in there. Just intimidating. And that ball down low for a ball count 2-0. I don't think Wilson's going to give Piku a ball to hit.
I think Mo Vaughn was slightly more intimidating.
Slightly bigger and a left-hander, but you get the drift here.
Yes. Good reference.
Wilson fires outside, and I think it's pretty clear. Wilson says, you're not hitting a home run on me.
Well, the thing is, there's no one out. So if you loaded up the bases, that's not really smart either.
Yeah.
I mean, Double R does have a single and a run scored today. So
Piku smokes this ball into left field on a grounder, and they're going to send the runner home. Will there be a play at the plate? It doesn't look like it. The runner will move over to third, and he will be safe. Piku will advance to second in an RBI single for Piku, who is absolutely on fire this game.
He certainly is. Make that four ribbies in his last two plate appearances, a three-run dinger in the fifth. And now here in the bottom of the sixth, St. Vincent just adding on to their lead. And that was Hager that came in to score for Hinneman.
And it's just simple, clean baseball, Matt. They're pulling on that ball. Wilson, not a power thrower. And we knew this coming into the game that after Hottie, Van Farr doesn't have a lot of hard-throwing pitchers. So St. Vincent just sitting back and just teeing off on the ball now. First pitch in for a strike for Mitchell Doubleair. Doubleair hit by a pitch and scored a run in that amazing fifth inning. Two strikeouts before that. 0-for-2 on the day. Runners on second and third. Zero out so far on the inning. Already a run scored. Three batters up, three hits. This ball hit down the third baseline. It's going to go under the glove of Beatty. And one run will come in. And an RBI single for Doubleair, his first hit of the game. And now St. Vincent leads 12-5.
Double R kept his bat on a straight line through the strike zone, kept his eye right on the head of the bat, and got it just past the third baseman, Beatty, for another run.
This game possibly getting ugly here really quick, and that will bring up Evan Clifton. Clifton batted twice in the fifth inning. He was the first out, first batter, leadoff hitter, bat in the fifth inning. This ball in for a strike from Wilson, and then he walked on his second bat up in the fifth inning, and he scored a run. So now runners on the corners, Evan Clifton, no out. There's been four batters in this inning. They've had four hits. Curveball in for a strike. As Clifton steps into the mound, slips into the box, not the mound. Wilson fires, curveball, poked on and hit down the third baseline. Beatty's going to throw home, and the runner's going to be safe. Instead of taking the out, he went to save the run. Beatty drops his head. He knows he may have just should have tried to get the out there. However, that's a RBI for Evan Clifton, and that will bring up Garrett Doubledore with the runner on first and second, no outs.
I was surprised the ball even found the mitt of the catcher Barce, because that one looked like it was headed right towards the back of the head of PQ. And unfortunately, the tag applied late. And now St. Vincent, with two men on, is a double in the gap away from run ruling Van Farn, and ending this 1-6.
St. Vincent leads 13-6. Run on first and second. No out. This ball in the dirt. Stopped by the catcher. There's going to be play down at third, but it's not going to be in time. Both runners will advance on a passed ball. So now two runners in scoring position with zero outs. This is just St. Vincent just came alive.
Well, they knew eventually Hottie was probably going to get worn down, having coming back from a broken hip, not much practice on the mound in the last 5-6 weeks, and you just keep see what he does and then get to the bullpen.
This ball smacked down to Beatty. It gets away on a bad hop, and one run will come in, and they will hold the runner at third. He probably could have made it home. The right fielder, left fielder had a little bit of an issue picking up the ball, but now St. Vincent leads 14-5. I think that's a single. I think that was a tough play on Beatty.
Yeah, that's definitely a hit. That's one of those choppers where you're in on the grass, so you're a little bit closer, so that second hop is going to be trickier. That one got over his mitt and into left field.
So far in the sixth inning, Matt, they've had 6 batters. Four of the batters, everyone's gotten a hit except one, but that's 4 consecutive RBI hits for St. Vincent.
And Matt Klein, a base hit in the gap here, and St. Vincent will be moving on to the state quarters.
And Matt Klein, the 9-hole hitter.
And nobody out.
3 hits so far today, a double, a single, and a 2 RBI single. And a runner is going to take second easily.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And Klein swung on it.
Yep.
And he knows right away.
Yep.
He grimaced. He wanted that low hit. He wants to be the hero here. But that would have been a free base for Double R, for Garrett Double R.
I don't understand why you don't see this more often. But with the infield drawn in, no one holding him on at first. Take off for second base. Who's he going to throw it to?
He's probably going to do it again here. And there he goes. A free base as Wilson fires.
And he swung at it again.
And Klein lifts the ball over to shortstop. And he drops the ball. And the ball rolls into left field. And that is the ball game. It ends on an error as St. Vincent, a miraculous comeback, and absolutely dominates Van Farr to close out the game. An impressive win by St. Vincent by a final of 15-5 in 5 innings. So St. Vincent, they played 9 runs in the 5th. They come up to the 6th and have 5 hits, scoring 5 runs to end the game 15-5, and St. Vincent advances to the quarterfinals. We are going to step aside, and we'll be back with post-game action right here on 800 AM KREI.
10,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility, factory-trained ASE and ICAR-certified technicians, PPG certified windshield repair and replacement, paintless dent removal. Hi, this is Brad Wooten from the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body. Why should you choose us for your collision repair and automotive glass needs? We are a direct repair facility chosen by major insurance companies. We are an Automotive Service Excellence Award winner, a Customer Service and Customer Satisfaction Award winner, a Business of the Year Award winner, and have been chosen by the Better Business Bureau as an accredited business. We also feature loaner cars on site for your convenience and a written lifetime warranty. The award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from Ozarks Regional Library in the beautiful Arcadia Valley.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Welcome back to post-game coverage on AM 800 KREI as St. Vincent, once down by three runs, comes back and run rules Van Farr to advance to the state quarterfinals by a score of 15-5 in six innings. And Matt, the story of the game, it's quite simple. An amazing bottom of the fifth inning.
It certainly was, and you had pointed it out at the very outset of the inning, after I think the third batter came through the order, that what St. Vincent was doing better in that nine-run inning was putting the bat on the ball, putting the ball in play, see what Van Farr's defense has in store for you, and they were actually being able to hit. They were actually able to hit it away from the defenders. They were able to find the left center field gap, the right center field gap, up the middle as well. They just really put the ball in the perfect position where no defensive player for Van Farr could get it. But the biggest, the turning point of that inning, first and second, ground ball back to the pitcher, Hottie, probably mentally tired. He had thrown about 90 pitches at that point, physically tired, returning from an injury 5.5 weeks. He was out with a broken hip, not having a lot of practice pitching. All that probably played into the overthrow at second base. That kept the inning going. That actually led it to double R scoring the first run of that bottom of the fifth. It made it 4-2, and then it just took off there. They go down the line, single Klein. Munier reaching on that error. You have Reen, who gets a single to the pitcher, an infield hit. Blake Henneman, a single to center. Unterreiner, a single to left. We're talking singles here. Gets the line moving, and then the big three-run shot from PQ to kind of just put the final touches on that inning, and then, of course, they get five more in the bottom of the sixth to run rule Van Farr.
An incredible, incredible pair of innings by St. Vincent, and we're going to step aside and try to land the coach of St. Vincent or Van Farr, either one, and we'll continue our post-game coverage on AM 800 KREI.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
10,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility, factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians, PPG-certified windshield repair and replacement, paintless dent removal. Hi, this is Brad Wooten from the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body. Why should you choose us for your collision repair and automotive glass needs? We are a direct repair facility chosen by major insurance companies. We are an Automotive Service Excellence Award winner, a Customer Service and Customer Satisfaction Award winner, a Business of the Year Award winner, and have been chosen by the Better Business Bureau as an accredited business. We also feature loaner cars on site for your convenience and a written lifetime warranty. The award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body across from Ozarks Regional Library in the beautiful Arcadia Valley.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI. Kevin Hughes here from the Perry Sports Complex, continuing our post-game coverage of the 15-5 win for St. Vincent over Van Far. We find out who St. Vincent will be playing, and that will be South Penobscot. And that will be May 24th, Wednesday at 4 p.m. South Penobscot defeated Van Buren 3-2. We're awaiting to hear from either one of the coaches. We're still trying to hunt or track them down. But as we alluded to earlier, the bottom of the fifth inning and the bottom of the sixth inning, probably the best two innings that St. Vincent has played all season long, an absolutely incredible pair of innings. St. Vincent will move to 11-10 on the season. They're above 500. Van Far will end their season at 7-12. So we will step aside, try to track down some players and coaches, and we'll be right back on AM 800 KREI.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart, because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleeg's Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the Outer Service Road at Ledington Exit, or online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Welcome back to the postgame coverage on AM 800 KREI, as we're trying to track down the head coach of the advancing St. Vincent Indians, Tyler Search. He's making the media rounds now. Matt Greenwood out trying to track him down and bringing him on over. And here comes Matt trotting on back very slowly, like he's in a Baywatch movie. But St. Vincent, an incredible fifth and sixth inning. They put 14 runs on the board in two innings. They win 15-5 in six innings. And me and Matt were just discussing, I have no idea where South Penobscot is. We're both new to the area, relatively new. But that's who St. Vincent's taking on next Wednesday at 4 p.m.
I know you've been talking for quite a while now. So if you want, I just, in terms of my thoughts on the game, you look at the records coming into today. 10-10 St. Vincent, 7-11 Van Far. St. Vincent hasn't seen Van Far. Van Far hasn't seen St. Vincent. So what do you rely on? Well, you rely on word of mouth. And the thing is Van Farr had this game in control. 4-1, their guy, Hottie, is in control. Next thing you know, a couple of hits strung together, and you get the big swing from PQ, and it's all she wrote. Van Farr unable to come back from that one. And just an incredible win. I don't even know if Coach Church is going to have some words, but he better because he's about to come on.
That's right. Let's welcome head coach of St. Vincent, Tyler Search, onto the postgame show here on AM 800 KREI. And, Coach, we just got to start off. So, Hottie had control of the game for the first three innings for you guys, first four innings, really, and then that fifth inning. Now, I said that's got to be the best inning you guys have played all year. Do you agree?
Yes. Right now, I absolutely agree. Just to go into that inning knowing that he had a control of the game, just so much resiliency from our guys to step up there and kind of get his pitch count up where we wanted it. And we kept talking about having quality at bats, and that's something that we did. I was so proud of him in that inning, just to get in that spot, because that Hottie, he's a competitor. He did have full control of the game. Great hitter, too, by the way. So.
And I thought the difference was plain and simple, is that you guys started to put in the bat on the ball and things just started happening. Is that something you guys have been trying? I know you've been trying to do it all game, but is that something you relied on all season? It's like, hey, guys, just put the ball in play and we'll make it happen.
Yeah. We talk about base runners. We talk about quality at bats a lot. And we battled through a lot of at bats there where we were down 0-2 in the count. And that's been something that we've been focusing on. You know, don't get your head down. You know, next pitch, one pitch at a time. And I thought our guys did a good job of that today. But, yeah, like you said, put the ball in play. Put the ball in play. That's a big thing.
And, of course, that fifth inning was highlighted by that Ethan Piku bomb into left field. Can you just kind of describe that play?
Oh, the feeling. It was amazing. I think it just landed. I don't know if that was a heck of a ball off the bat. I can't explain it, because that kid is a great hitter as long as he stays positive. And that's the big thing with him, not getting his dauber down, not being negative. You know, he came in after that strikeout, and he was real, real ticked off in the second at bat. But, man, that third at bat, it was special.
Was that the hardest hit ball he's hit all year?
He had one early in the season against Grandview, I believe, that was very similar to that. So.
And even just as impressive as the fifth inning, you could think, okay, maybe an anomaly, but you come back in the sixth inning, and you rattle off five runs, four straight hits as RBIs.
Yep. And that's when they came in, we gave up the one in the top of the sixth there. And I said, we got to answer it, get it back. And they did that plus some. So I was very proud of them. Then I was very happy for our guys again.
Have you had a game this year where you struggle to even just get two people on base at the same time, and then you show up one inning and it's just an onslaught of offensive power?
No. No, we have not had a game like that this year. Something special in the air, I don't know. But I can't thank our fans enough. Cannot thank our fans enough to give us the support here at home. And you could feel our guys kind of feeding off that. You really could. And I was so happy that feeling in that fifth inning when we kind of got over that hump. You know, we started to put some things together. I was happy.
All right, Coach, looking ahead, we can tell you that South Pemiscot beat Van Buren.
Okay.
So you got them coming up Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Do you know anything about South Pemiscot?
I do not. I know that their district game was the 19-15 championship game, I believe, so they can obviously hit the ball. I'm going to try to find out as much as I can in the next 36 hours or, you know, whatever I can do to find out something about this team. I'm going to try to do my best.
And it's going to be a quick turnaround. You think your guys are going to be ready to go?
Yes, I do. I have full faith that our guys are going to be ready to go. Perfect example there in the huddle at the end. One of our seniors steps up and says, hey, coach, we're 0-0. And that's something we believe in. We're 0-0. It's on to the next game, and it's one game at a time. You know, we're not worried about what just happened. And that just says a lot about our guys.
And Coach Moonier on the mound came in, did a really great job for you guys. And then we assume you strategically took him out to save him for the upcoming game, possibly.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I felt like that was the best move in that spot, was we need him available on Wednesday, and he will be. So,
Is he going to be your starter, do you think?
As of right now, yes. Yep. Unless I sleep on it and something clicks and I got to change my mind. But as of right now, he's our guy on the mound on Wednesday.
Coach, when we talked to you before the game, we kind of asked you, even though it may be a silly question, it almost feels like destiny. Do you feel that carrying forward? What is that special magic sauce you guys have in this team this year?
It's hard not to. It's hard not to feel that. My right fielder, Tyler Unruhner, comes up to me after the game and he says, "Hey, Coach, I still got that 35 cents in my pocket." And that's something that he's been doing the past four games. So we're going to keep doing that because he fully believes it's helping us, and I'm not going to argue with him. So we'll go with that.
Well, Coach, we're going to follow you as far as you let us follow you. So this is going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait to see you guys take on South Penobscot. We'll be out there, and hopefully you have another fifth and sixth inning like that.
Oh, man, I sure hope so. That'd be great.
All right, Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. All right, we'll be right back on AM 800 KREI with more post-game coverage.
Do you like riddles? How about this one? What kind of window is neither made of glass nor wood, is short, not tall, and once open and then closed, may not open again? If you said the window of opportunity, you're correct. That window is yours right now with the low fixed mortgage rates New Era Bank is currently offering. So even if you didn't get the riddle, you can still use the window by calling New Era today and start saving money with a New Era Bank home loan. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI post-game coverage. We're just sitting here trying to figure out where Penobscot is, and we have no idea, but we're excited to find out as regional radio will continue on covering this amazing South of Vincent Indians team. And, Matt, I mean, there's just no – I mean, I was telling Coach, I've run out of adjectives to describe that fifth and sixth inning. We've used incredible, amazing, miraculous. But
we have. We've touched on a lot of them.
But at the end of the day, it's stunning. A stone cold stunner. At the end of the day, you know what? It was just clean hitting, good baseball. It was methodically just hitting the ball in the gaps, getting a couple of breaks, but capitalizing on those breaks. And if St. Vincent can continue this momentum forward, there's nothing stopping them. You know, don't look at the records. Don't look at anything. If you can hit the baseball like that, good things are going to happen.
Yeah, they certainly are. And Coach alluded to it. He saw that South Penobscot was involved in a 19-15 district championship game. So that team can obviously hit. Sent can hit pretty well also, as we got to see there. Theirs took a little bit longer to get to, which, as you progress further through the playoffs, you got to kind of, you know, attack one run here, one run there kind of thing, and get that lead ahead of your opponent. Because if they fall behind 4-1 as they advance further on, you're going to start running into teams that have a little bit better pitching, more arms to choose from. So for St. Vincent, they did a great job of keeping morale up in the dugout, as Coach Search talked about, putting together strong at-bats, putting the bat on the ball, trying to get Hottie out of the game. You know he's going to be on a pitch limit. Just a fantastic approach to the game that St. Vincent had. and a good bounce-back victory for them. That 9-run fifth, 5-run sixth, best baseball I'm sure they've played all year long. And again, team of destiny. I think we should stick with that phrasing, that sort of moniker as they keep going. And you could certainly add it on there if they end up with a state championship. But, I mean, let's not get too far out of ourselves. It's still going to take 3 wins to get that championship ring. But they certainly have their heads in the right place. They're mentally tough, and that is going to hopefully carry them on through the finals.
And that's the key. So much of baseball is just a mental game.
It
just
is.
Just being positive. Don't let the failures get you down, because 3 out of 10 at the plate is good. That's batting 300. So if they can keep up this momentum, be in the right mindset, what's stopping them? There's really nothing. So
only themselves. I mean, you'll hear a lot of coaches and players say that the only people stopping us is ourselves. And right now, St. Vincent is not stopping. They're going. They're going strong. 14 runs in 2 innings. That's ridiculous.
So St. Vincent Indians moving on, taking on South Pemiscot Wednesday at 4 p.m. And regional radio will be continuing our coverage following this amazing St. Vincent Indians story of the baseball season. That will conclude our coverage here at the Perry Sports Complex. St. Vincent wins it 15-5 in 6 innings, and it is advancing on to the state quarterfinals. I'm Kevin Hughes for Matt Greenwood. Thank you for joining us. It's as simple as that, and make sure you join us as we follow St. Vincent baseball until their season is over on AM 800 KREI.